Sup, guys? Oh, we're doing the grunt again? Hey, at least you took the sunglasses off, man. You know, I'm proud of you.
I was not gonna.
I know. I wondered
I
if you were gonna.
Why not?
You know, you look. I mean, I know you're not 16 anymore, but you used to wear them to be cool, you know. And now you don't wear them to be cool. Now you wear them because your eyes hurt, because you're getting old and you drink too much and you sleep too much, or not enough, depending.
Both on what, at the same time.
Yes, but problem is, no matter what you feel on the inside, no matter the medical need for such sunglasses, you still look cooler than me when you wear them. So I appreciate you taking them off.
Yeah, man, no problem. Yeah, I don't want you to hurt on the inside, you know, emotionally.
I take it as a personal favor that you don't wear them. So thank you. Hey, Menace, how are you? Jim, what's up? We're it's Sunday.
It's that day.
You look like you woke up 20 minutes ago again. Is that what happened?
Definitely did.
Okay. I mean, sometimes you wake up, you go for a run.
That happened once.
I think it did happen once.
Like, it happened once.
Does that qualify as sometimes? I should be more like that one time you woke up.
That one time, yeah.
How many weeks ago was that? Three?
Yeah.
I love seeing probably. The Hogs. Ball and K, how are you guys doing? How you guys doing? So, just never, just like, what'd you do last night, man?
Went to Norton's downtown.
What is Norton's?
It's a brewing company that had really, really shitty beer.
Was it expensive, too?
No.
No?
I'm pretty sure they missed a drink I got.
Oh,
so
okay.
I only paid for two when I really drank three.
That's good. Was it Miller Lights?
No, I had their...
You had their beer?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I won't berate you then. Yeah. There's nothing that annoys me more than people who go out to breweries and then drink like Coors.
Well, I prefer Coors because...
Well, sure, but you gotta at least try it.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be like, all right, I've never been here. Like, if you've been to Norton's and their beers are terrible... You can order a Coors, and that's acceptable.
Yeah, their beers were not good.
And now I'm realizing, as I say this, that I've been judging people who may be on repeat visits.
No.
How do I know?
Readjust your life now.
I'm gonna be like, hey, how many times you been here?
Yeah.
Three. All right, carry on. How many times you been here? Just once, man. Get a craft. And then this guy over here, been here three, he'd be like, don't do it, they all suck. And then there'd be like a riot in the restaurant because then the wait staff would get all mad that they said their beer sucked.
I had two different ones.
What'd you try?
The first one I had was called Polka Dotted Princess.
Okay.
And it was made from peaches or oranges or something like that, but it's also 9%.
Okay.
So that was too fruity.
Okay.
That tasted like terrible Travelers.
How could it be 9% and also be fruity?
I don't know. But he said it was like a secret underlying kick because it sounds real girly, but is also 9%.
That ABV has got to be a lie, right? Did it feel like 9% when you drank it? Because 9%, that's a lot of alcohol in a beer.
Yeah. Nah, it wasn't that great. It was very fruity.
I mean, how do they know?
It's very fruity.
You think people in Wichita like actually pay to get their beer sent off?
Yes.
You think they do?
Yeah, probably.
Mm.
That one was pretty big.
I mean, let's be honest. If we started a brewery... Would we pay for it, or would we just guess?
We'd definitely just guess.
Yeah,
we'd
we would...
like 50%.
Well, we would chug like four of them, gauge how drunk we get, based on that to like the Fireball Miller ratio, and then we'll just kind of dartboard it, you know?
And why would we need to pay for something that we can do ourselves?
And so you're going to tell me that there's other people that aren't doing that exact thing?
Yeah.
How many breweries are there here? There's
like
so many.
Lot.
Why?
I don't know.
Do people here drink a lot of beer?
Yes.
Is this a place where all the cool kids and Twitch hang out? Yeah, man, this is it. You came to the right place.
You found it.
You found the hippest place on Twitch.
Mind of gold.
You found the hippest place on Twitch, dude.
The big old nugget of solid cranium gold.
This is it, yeah. Well,
and then I had a love bug.
So you had a pretty princess.
Polka dotted princess.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Get it. Fucking right.
Forgive me, sir. And then a love bug.
Then a love bug, yeah.
Why are all their beers named very feminine things?
There's one called the Hazelhoff.
That's pretty feminine, too, right? Hazelnuts are feminine,
I believe,
right?
It's a hazelnut beer, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it? Was Britt there?
Yeah.
What'd she try?
She didn't really drink. She had... I couldn't finish the fucking polka dot one, so she had that.
Does Britt drink ever?
Not really.
What's
Not
wrong
when
with
we
her?
Go out.
What's wrong with her?
She doesn't like spending money.
Yeah, but it's
also
a beer.
Doesn't like really drinking.
This is not the place for me since I ain't cool.
Drives.
Sorry, now stick around and we'll make you cool. What?
She drives. So okay. Where's that?
She's the DD.
Mm.
How can you... You drink constantly.
Mm-hmm.
How do you date someone who doesn't?
Because I can drink constantly.
So, like, what's that mean? Like, it suppresses your feelings?
No.
What?
Her ability to not drink is my ability to drink as much as I want.
I don't understand what that means.
She can drive.
So
I'm in a
so you're dating. So a big perk of dating her is that she's just the DD.
That is not at all the only reason.
Well, I didn't say only. I said a perk.
Yeah, it's helpful.
It's so if she decided to start drinking, would you support that decision?
Yeah.
Or would you
I've driven.
Like, yeah, but like, what if it started becoming a trend? Like one time,
I would
okay.
much rather her get drunk than I. Because okay. then I can not drink as much.
See, Menace said that he used to be a drinker back in college, but not anymore. Ballin says same. He used to love Alexander Keith. No idea what that is. That must be a Canadian thing.
It's a liqueur.
Is it? You know what it is?
No.
You just made that up.
Yeah.
You just assumed it was a liqueur.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. I'm probably right, though.
Well, I guess we got to Google it now.
I'm probably right.
Alexander Keith. Not looking good. There it is. Red Amber Ale. There's an IPA.
Oh, it's a beer.
Halifax. Yep. Look at that. Look at that. These Canadian beers, dude. Look at that. Yeah, you could Uber. Why don't you Uber? And then you and Britt could do it.
Because Uber is expensive.
I haven't spent too much time on Twitch. I thought this beat the roster. What? Drinking age in Canada's 19? Really? Dude, everything about Canada is better than here. They got Moose. They got Mounties. They got Universal Healthcare. They got 19-year-old drinking age.
Yeah, but you gotta wait.
Drake.
You gotta wait a second.
You can date minors.
What?
Nothing. Yes, I'm 19. Okay. I thought this said meet the rooster. That's how I read that.
Dude,
18 in Manitoba, dude.
Rooster, that'd be great.
I would immediately move to Halifax. Look at this guy. The hipsters have even made it to Canada.
I kind of want to meet a rooster now.
You want to open a brewery? The Rooster Brewery, dude?
Yeah.
We could do it. I would love to open a brewery, to be honest.
What would we call it? The Blank Rooster. What could it be?
Guilty.
The Guilty Rooster?
It's called the Guilty Rooster.
The Guilty?
I don't know.
So what's our logo? A rooster behind bars?
No, rooster, it's like, look at Shifty.
Big old eyes.
Yeah, like, whoa.
All right, I'm making this now. I gotta make it.
Problem is, we don't know anything about making beer.
No.
Nothing at all.
No,
can we just buy other beer for it? I don't know anything about bottles either, though. It's a huge problem.
What do you mean, bottles?
Like, how are we gonna, like, I don't know how to get beer bottles with the Guilty Rooster logo on them.
You buy blank ones, and then you buy stickers, and then you put
Do you know
them
how
on.
To do that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, then there. Guilty
done
Rooster
it
beer.
Before. Yeah, man.
It's going to taste just like Miller Lite, but I promise it won't be. Yeah.
I can't wink.
Yeah, 19 to smoke weed, starting October 17th up in Manitoba. 18 for
You're
liquor.
You're going to ruin your community by doing that.
What?
You're going to ruin Canada.
Why?
If you legalize pot for 19-year-olds.
Why?
Because every single 19-year-old is going to be smoking pot.
What are you saying?
And
that's bad.
Not gonna be going
you are
to
literally a 19-year-old. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Look at my life. How it's turned out. I'm so productive now. Got that college degree? Nope. Got a well-paying job? Nope.
Well, your job was way pe-
have
well
a memory
paid.
That can last longer than a day? Nope.
Well, I have that problem, and I didn't smoke weed, so. Also, your job was well-paying when you started.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore.
No, I hadn't really progressed.
Yeah.
No.
That could be blamed on the pot. Because if you went to college,
mm-hmm.
could have went somewhere else.
Yeah, mainly it's just the big old college ticker right there. At the
yeah,
top.
Well, and apathy is a big ticker as well.
Apathy?
Yeah, just not caring enough.
Oh, yeah. Pot does give you the fuck it gene.
Yeah, just
and
whatever.
And then you just, like, just say fuck it.
Well, it's like you can go home and then you're just, I'll just smoke weed.
Yep.
Make it better, you mm-hmm. know? And Menace says, my memory is shot also. I can live with that side effect. See, he's fine with it. Menace, did you go to college? Menace is very successful, okay?
All right, there's like a 1%.
I mean, he's an accountant in NYC. Like, you know what happens if you tell a lady I'm an accountant in NYC? Immediate get to take her home, right?
Accountant?
Yeah, right?
I don't think so.
Is accountant different than, like, Wall Street guy?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I don't know if people make that distinction. I feel like if someone
walks... It's like lawyer, and then, like, I work on the street.
I don't think it's that different.
I'm a trader on Wall Street.
Yeah, but I feel like...
I'm a fashion designer.
I feel like Menace could word it in a way where it would be really impressive.
Yeah,
though,
you need to
but not technically a lie.
And then come up with the fancy
I work
term.
In finances downtown.
Boom, there you go.
No.
That would do it.
My office in Manhattan, you know, working finances.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You know, you could get to a bar and be like, I just came here for my job. You know, financial district. You know. They go home if I was like a hedge fund / trader. So, yeah, so that's more traditional Wall Street.
That's definitely the Wall Street part. Uh-huh.
He's just a nerd. Hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, sorry, Menace.
Well, that wasn't his office building like uptown in Manhattan?
I think it was in, Midtown. When we were looking for it in Spider-Man, I think it was Midtown.
Yeah.
I'm not totally sure.
You got to be in the business district.
Dude, I thought that Harlem and stuff and Hell's Kitchen wasn't on the island of Manhattan. I mean, I don't know anything about New York. I'm a dullard. Yeah, I learned more from Spider-Man geography than anything else. Like, to me, downtown is all of Manhattan, but it's not. Not anymore. I should say it used to be.
Nah.
Like, I thought the island of Manhattan was just big buildings. I didn't realize it had...
Big old empty space right in the middle.
Well, that's... Yeah, that's Central Park. Right.
No. You got downtown with World Trade Center and Wall Street.
Well, that's not downtown, though.
That's downtown.
I don't think it's called
downtown. And then you got a big old stretch of really, like, big buildings for Wichita, but not skyscrapers, right in the middle. And then you get Times Square, Empire, right before Central Park, and then you get Central Park.
In Spider-Man, there was Financial. There was the...
Financial District.
Financial District. Mm-hmm. There's Midtown. There's
they shrank the
Harlem.
Midtown part because it's a lot of just
Hell's
small
kitchens
stuff, man.
In there, dude. The Upper East Side, the Upper West Side, because those are on the other side of Central Park below Harlem.
Yeah.
It's there's too many of them.
There's a lot of buildings on that island.
To me, it's downtown, so they live above Manhattan. Right, he doesn't live on the island. I didn't think anyone lived on the island. I thought it was all working, except for rich people.
Rich people.
Right.
Also poor people.
Well, I didn't know poor people
poor
were allowed
people.
There.
Yeah, not really, but, I mean, you know, they would be, like, medium income here.
Would be rich here.
But they would be poor as shit there, yeah.
Yes, exactly, right. The projects there would still be like, hey, I have an 8-bedroom home here. Yeah.
Sure.
Are you saying no?
Nah, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. How much do you think you get paid if you work at McDonald's?
I have no idea how that works.
In Manhattan. Because you know there's McDonald's in Manhattan.
Yeah, I don't know
people
how that
work
works.
There.
I don't know how it works.
You think they actually live
there?
Why
is there a gnat in here just
attacking us,
dude?
Dude, he wants your face.
I hate it.
He wants
It's got to be more than minimum wage. Or minimum wage has got to be a lot higher there than it is here.
I don't know how that works either, man. Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know, they all got second jobs?
Yeah, you got to work.
Or you live with 8 roommates, maybe?
You got to work
is
at
how that
Subway.
Works?
And McDonald's.
And you live with 7 people in 1 bedroom.
Probably.
Yeah. They want 15? See, I didn't know if that applied
that,
to there. You
yeah,
know?
I mean, that's everywhere.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it's just $7.50, bro.
I mean, I feel like McDonald's in Manhattan should at least pay 15.
I mean, there, yes, out of all
I
the
mean,
places.
I mean, there, yeah.
You probably need
it. Just doesn't feel right. Well, that's why money's so hard, because like $15 here, minimum wage, that's actually a ton of money.
Yeah.
That's a ton of money for just starting out, you know?
Sure.
And but I mean, it's double. It's more than double what it currently is.
Yes, it is.
I mean, could you imagine just eight?
Exactly.
Tomorrow
double.
I'm going to get a 100% raise.
Yeah.
Like, that's nuts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then, but in Manhattan, I feel like $15 isn't actually as much, you know?
You cannot find an apartment for the same price we're paying here.
Right.
No way.
Well, like, the people who went, like, I knew a few people who moved to San Francisco, like, in the late 2000s, and, like, they moved there, and they're like, yeah, rent's really expensive, but the thing is that everything else is the same price, so it kind of balances out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would explain it to me, like, yeah, I pay $1,500 for rent, okay? But imagine that, like, now I can go out and buy a PS3 for $300, and it feels like nothing. because $300 balanced against a rent payment of $1,500 is nothing. So, like, if I pay $700 here, that's like the equivalent of me going out and buying a PS3 for $100. You know what I mean?
I didn't pay attention to a single word of what you just said.
Minna says, you have two jobs, live with five people, and your room is Harry Potter space under the stairs. Yeah, so that's what they do. That sounds horrible. I don't want that. I don't want that. $15 an hour isn't even enough for a studio apartment.
No.
Sucks, man.
Yeah.
God bless those people. Uh-huh. Serving up Big Macs.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't think I could be a corporate fat cat. I'd feel too bad.
You'd feel too bad?
I'd feel too bad for those people,
did
man.
Did you grow a heart all of a sudden, Mr. Evil?
No, I don't know. I feel like, should people live in squalor?
Yes. It's the only way that you don't.
That's not true, though.
That's 1,000% true. Look at any communist fucking country ever.
Why? What?
Because everyone's poor.
No.
Yeah.
No, there are some very rich...
The problem with sharing everything is it makes everyone poor.
No, there's some very rich Chinese people out there, man.
Mm.
You seen them? They got jets. Got Lamborghinis.
I don't think so.
Yeah, dude.
I don't think so. I haven't seen them.
You haven't seen them? Google it. Have you ever seen Batman Begins?
Mm.
The Dark Knight with that financial Chinese guy? He's living large over there in Hong Kong, man.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're not really communist.
Well, Hong Kong isn't, right? Hong Kong is... I don't know how Hong Kong works, but it's not technically...
China's communist.
Well, right, but Hong Kong isn't part of China. Hong Kong's its own country now. It's very confusing.
No, it's
yes,
not.
It is, yeah, because they didn't want to do the communist thing.
What?
Yeah, Hong Kong is like its own country.
No.
Dude, it's so confusing. Look at this. We're going to Google it. Your mind's about to be blown. See, it's technically a Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, the Public's Republic of China.
Yeah, that's what they want you to
see. It's a devolved executive-led system within a social republic. So it's like, it's not technically communist. Hong Kong is a special administrative region of China. Executive, legislative, and judicial power is devolved from the national government. So they're a separate, like, still technically China, but they have their own government. Which is why, like, people can, like, flee to Hong Kong. It's different than China. Like, you're in Beijing, communist. You're in Hong Kong, not communist.
Nah.
It's very weird, man.
That is weird. China in general.
I don't understand.
It's strange. I don't understand
it. They just block Twitch over in China.
They block a lot of things over in China. Do you think that applies to Hong Kong or no?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
It does not apply to Hong Kong.
You sure? No. No. So what if China or what if Hong Kong was like, yeah, no, we kind of don't want to do anything you'd want to do, but China's like, hey, you got to do this, and they're like, no.
No, I think that's literally why Hong Kong is the way it is.
We're just gonna send the military in and take you down.
I don't know, man.
I don't either.
I don't know why are we just? We're clearly not smart enough to know or have this discussion.
See, Ministrict, yeah, he edited the wiki, so all that information's wrong.
Or maybe it's right, and it was wrong, and Min has corrected it because he's smart. Ballin' Hobo says that he has mixed feelings about minimum wage being $15. He thinks everyone should have a good quality of life, work to live, don't live to work. But if minimum wage gets put up to that, it's like we're saying it's okay to slack and not give any blah, 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 because you got a good life. Maybe not the best, but still. So Ballin' Hobo thinks by giving people $15, they won't work as hard.
Yeah.
Because they won't have the desire. They won't be as ambitious because $15 is enough.
They're like, I can just go to McDonald's.
I think it's hard to know from where we are because $15 here is such a significant amount of money compared to $15 in like Seattle or Manhattan or San Francisco.
I don't know.
Like,
there's a big old change that's going to be happening because, you know, like robotics has taken away a lot of fucking industry like.
But
assembly line kind of jobs,
but one
which would be paying about probably around that range of money.
Agreed.
For a standard worker.
Yeah, but one could argue that because they're now paying robots, they could afford to pay the humans that are left some extra bucks because they're saving money elsewhere.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's kind of that. I feel like that was the introductory job of someone was like coal mine.
Yeah,
industry. Assembly line
or
something like that.
I also think part of the problem
those jobs are gone, so now an entry level job now is something involving
everything's a little
customer
something
service,
technical or customer facing.
Yeah. And so those people,
at least here in America,
have to deal with
that
more
we know,
shit
our
now
experience.
Because, yeah, I don't know.
But, like, I don't know, man. It is a problem with America because everything, like, Midwest, like, there's so many people jammed into the Bible Belt that all think people should, you know, if Jesus wanted you to have more money, you would get it. You know, work hard, get your money.
I mean, they're everywhere.
Well, yeah, but
that's
there's
not like cities.
There's a lot of them here because there's no cities here. Okay. Like, so, and a lot of those votes.
It's like, if it's not New York.
Right.
Well, Philly.
If it's not the top 20 cities in the country.
Then it's, you're a Republican.
But it's still 50-50.
Somehow.
Like, 80% of America.
Population-wise, yeah.
Is 50% of the population.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so it's weird because, like, most of that big middle section that aren't the cities is people that probably don't need to make the same amount of money that the people in the cities do, but they have the same amount of voting power that the people in the cities do. So, like, if I worked at Seattle, and I made $7 an hour working at McDonald's, and I heard some idiot from Kansas be like, $15 is so much money. But then my rent is $500 a month in Kansas, and it's $2,500 a month in Seattle.
Yeah.
That vote shouldn't weigh as much here as it does in Seattle,
yeah,
you know?
I mean, they should be different.
And that's the problem with it.
State governments, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's
state
like,
governments.
Isn't the national wage, isn't that, I mean, isn't the minimum wage a national thing? Like, the
federal
it's
yeah.
a federal minimum mm-hmm. wage. Where I feel like minimum wage should be set by states or counties based on the amount of income there. Because the minimum
that's a
wage...
very Republican stance.
I don't think it is.
It definitely is.
I don't think it is.
Republicans are for smaller federal
government. No, Republicans
government.
Right now are for getting their judge in and that's it.
Wow.
That's all they care about. It used to... Traditionally, yes. But if you're a Republican now, you're all for rape. It's a fact.
I think you are generalizing.
Do you like rape?
No.
I think you do.
I don't
that
think
mustache to me screams.
Yeah, you got me there. You got me there.
But see, like, Menace is saying that. Like, I want New York money in the middle of the country. And I think that's what the thing, like we would look at it like, oh, wow, $15 to just work at Taco Bell? Like, that seems like a good deal to me.
Mm-hmm.
But $15 in New York City is literally a difference between being absolutely destitute and slightly above destitute.
It's a pack of smokes, that's what that is.
Well, exactly. Like, that's a huge difference, you know? And I don't think it's fair that we here get to vote on what people in Manhattan make.
I mean, that's very Republican.
Well, I don't care what it is, I just don't think
it's
fair.
I'm just saying, I agree that the federal government shouldn't be in charge of as much as they are.
I think everyone...
And it should be taken back to the states.
I think what we do is we auction off...
Also, let's move to a better state because the state is terrible.
Let's move to Canada because apparently it's great there.
It's not.
That's all these Canadians say.
No.
It's how great it is, man.
No.
See? He says his cost of living is low. He's got 19-year-old drinking age.
Itu-Apu.
It's pretty there.
Itu-Apu.
What are you talking about?
We got a new follower.
I didn't hear it.
I took a poo. Ah! Wow. I'm slow. Sorry about that.
Maybe it's Apu, the monkey from Aladdin.
I took a poo.
Dude, don't take Aladdin's monkey. He wants that back.
I didn't. I took a shit.
But yeah, I don't know, man. All I'm saying is it doesn't seem right, does it?
Hmm?
Does that seem right to you?
No.
I don't think it does, right?
No.
So how
abolish the federal government.
Do we got a riot?
We don't even need it.
Is this another where the only thing that makes a difference if we riot?
Everything only makes a difference if we riot.
Why do all the problems that we want to result in a riot?
Because.
Like, why can't we actually just call our senators and be like, hey, does this make sense to you?
Because they're
like, you
bought
know
off by
That's
corporate motherfuckers who want to keep us all in line.
But the only way to solve that problem is to riot.
Yeah.
It's everything comes down to a riot, man.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. We got to riot. All the time.
I've been saying this for years. Just completely uprooting the system, man.
God, rioting just feels
no like more that. Federal government. We need it for the military. End of list. Education department, get the fuck out.
Civil war time, boys.
Energy department, get the fuck out.
Pay me more or we riot.
Oh.
It just feels ridiculous to me.
I don't know. There's probably things that the government does that's good. But
I'm sure it is. I mean, we're idiots.
National parks, that can stay.
I like national parks. Yeah, that's true. I do like that.
Mm-hmm.
Roads.
Who's the federal government to say what land is mine and what I can and cannot conquer?
If a man has that accent, I don't want him to make any decisions. Okay, I don't care if that's racist or what. Don't want it. Okay? I will be racist against white people.
There are other races of people that speak like that.
I'm not sure there are.
I know there are.
I'm not sure.
I know there is.
I'm not sure.
I know for a fact there is.
No, I'm sure that there's not.
Yeah, they're all located in Atlanta.
I would like to meet one. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you don't get to.
I do need a new TV. I'm itching for a riot. No, if we loot, then that lessens the point of the riot.
Regardless, if there's a riot, there will be looting.
I mean, I'm going to loot, too. Let's be honest. Yeah. Honestly, like, one of my dreams for life would be to loot. Doesn't that just sound fun, to loot places?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, looting is only bad for the insurance companies, which I feel like is something we should be rioting against.
They do have a monopoly system.
Right.
I don't know, man. Riot.
Let's riot, dude.
Riot. We're going to get a federal letter from the government saying, hey, we know you.
Then we'll riot against that letter.
Calm down.
We'll get a group of listeners.
We don't have enough.
We'll start a six-man riot.
Yeah.
We'll just go to the park and start pushing on stuff.
It would be in multiple states with one person specifically.
Just each person go to your local park, push a tree, take a picture, send it to us, send the Colby Riot. That's how we'll do it, man. Let's start an internet thing. We probably shouldn't push trees, though, because if it does grow, I don't want to start, like, hurting trees. But I also don't want listeners to get in trouble for, like, pushing people's cars or maybe go and, like, flip your own car, but you only one person.
Flip a mailbox. That's federal property.
That's a federal offense, though, isn't it?
Ah, shit.
I don't want our listeners to get arrested.
Well, there's nothing we can do. Rioting itself is illegal. Protesting's not. Rioting, that's against the law.
Is it?
Yeah. Riots are why riot police exist.
Okay, so we got to call it a protest.
Yeah.
What about aggressive protest?
No, a peaceful protest.
No, I don't want a peaceful protest. I want to start an aggressive protest.
It's a peaceful protest.
No, I want people to start aggressive. I want them to start at like a 10, ramp it up to a 15. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
So that's like cars on fire and shit. What's 15?
15 is cars on fire.
No, I thought that was 10.
No, a 10 would be like the police show up, but they ain't using their rubber bullets yet.
Mm.
No one's getting hit with riot shields quite yet, but they're there and they're ready to use them. That's a 10 to me.
Interesting.
That's what I would say.
Your number scale is way off.
Well, you so wanna
like,
do like
what's the highest it goes to?
Oh, 40.
40?
Yeah, 40.
What's 40?
Like, oh, Philly.
Mass murder?
Philly after
it's
the Jets
just
win.
The purge?
That's a 40
it's
to
just
me.
The purge
it's
now.
It's the purge.
That's,
yeah, that's it.
That's 40. Okay.
All right, well, let's set up a scale for riots. What's a one? Peaceful protest, hippies sitting in a circle. That's a one.
Gandhi, yeah.
Gandhi, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, just listening nicely, maybe some light lutes in the background.
Yeah.
Two.
A sit-in.
Two, a couple non-hippies are there.
Okay.
Three, hippies aren't standing. Or hippies, more people that aren't hippies, and then people are standing up. A little bit of standing, shuffling around. Say four, start bringing signs.
Okay.
It's five, it's signs, megaphones. And then six, I think we got to start getting aggressive. Like, six is like, everyone's standing, everyone's got signs, they're all chanting.
Okay.
Seven, everyone's standing, signs, chanting, and marching. Eight, signs, chanting, marching, light shoving.
Light shoving.
Light shoving.
Oh my God.
Nine, we go from the light shoving to some aggressive pushes. Possible property damage. Not destruction, damage.
Gotcha. Like scrapes and scrapes.
You know, like you key a car.
Okay.
You know? Nine, we're flipping cars now. We're flipping cars, we're smashing windows, light looting. No TVs yet, maybe some radios, you know, stealing some wallets out of cars, that type of idea. And then 10 is full blown, everything's on fire. We're looting now. Police are shooting mustard gas in the crowd. How's that for a scale?
I love that. That was very accurate.
It's a good riot scale, right? We need to write that down.
Well, now it's recorded in history, so we basically wrote it.
Canada had a riot once when Vancouver didn't win the Stanley Cup.
Once.
They were like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Oh, can I have... This is mine now. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. That's yours still.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear Hoosier.
Yeah, like that, you know? Passive-aggressive protest, radios and iPods, yeah. That's what we do. I think that's the riot scale, right?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That was very creative.
So let's set our riot at like a five. No, megaphones are expensive. Let's do a four.
Just signs.
Signs.
Signs and standing.
Signs standing.
Okay. Make Seth and Colby protest signs.
Yeah. What should they say?
Enough is enough. Give
That's
us
it.
Give us hogs.
What if we just protest and there's just vague signs?
Don't.
And then we like
That's the way to do it.
What if we write like a script? We just do like a stock footage protest. Where it's like very vague signs, news shows up and the interviewers are like, "We're protesting people's rights and we need these people to be able to do what they want and I don't think it's right that they can't." And people never figure out what we're actually protesting because we're really protesting nothing but also everything at once. Like, what do you hope to happen with this protest?
I don't know.
It's my belief that this should be corrected. And until it's corrected, I'm tired of having this protest.
Uh-huh.
And I will be here, riot, light riot, until this is corrected.
I don't think that's going to work.
Let's just sign, fix the problem. Can this F stop screaming? I haven't even begun to scream. If this is screaming, you're in the wrong place.
Cover your ears, yeah. Lord of Chickens.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
I don't know, man. I don't think it would accomplish anything.
What are we rioting against to begin with? Was it just the government in general?
Life, I believe.
I mean, I think our riot is actually very vague.
Yeah.
We're just tired of it.
Just like, enough is enough. Done. Give me more. I want more.
Oh, and the news comes up to you. They're like, what are you rioting against? We're like, what do you hate the most? And they're like, high prices on Big Macs. And we're like, that's what we're rioting against. Just anything that anyone wants to riot against.
But they're on the job. They can't just stop the job and join in.
Yes, they can. That's the point of the riot. You were super loud and the other guy's pretty quiet. It's pretty annoying to keep adjusting my volume. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're in the wrong place. Actually, I'm curious how other people deal with it.
I mean, I could just sit
yeah,
up.
He's actually the loudest, to be honest.
My mic is super loud.
Yeah.
Mainly because I sit back there.
Right.
And don't talk into it properly.
Well, you're talking into it properly. You should talk like you do back there, but into that mic. Just what? Right. Just for Chicken Lord.
Like what? Like talking like this? Because
yeah.
This is how I typically talk.
Yeah,
into
you
it.
Should talk like that.
Okay.
Be louder than me.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because I'd talk really
you know,
quiet.
And then I could say something that triggers you and you could speak up. Mm. You know, like Game of Thrones isn't good.
He's stoking the fire.
I really like The Last Jedi.
Oh.
It's probably my favorite Star Wars movie.
Oh. Nope. Not going to give in. Not going to give in. He was poking.
I said that the other day.
He was poking.
In Ren's chat. Mm-hmm. He was talking about The Last Jedi. I'm like, I actually really like The Last Jedi. He's like, oh. Oh, why would you do that? Why would you say it, you know? Last Jedi, man, we got
Did you see that they extended Kathleen Kennedy's contract?
I have that story literally right here, dude. Look at this. Mm-hmm. Kathleen Kennedy is another 3 years. Look at her. Who does she look like? She looks like someone to me. Does she look familiar to you?
She looks like if you put shit onto an egg.
My God!
And it became a person. That's what she looks like.
That's a little aggressive.
She looks like a goth version of the pink lady in Harry Potter, who's a bitch.
I think she might look a little like a less wrinkly Ozzy Osbourne to me.
Oh, yeah, no, I could see that. I could definitely see that.
You were very aggressive, though, with your description of her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing you're not a fan of Kathleen.
Not a fan.
Excuse me? Could you not yell?
Not a fan.
I have to keep adjusting my...
Not a fucking fan.
We have to adjust our
umbridge.
Volume, please. Yeah, umbridge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... I don't know, man. I have her poster on my wall. Wait, are you talking about umbridge? There's an umbridge poster? You mean people like umbridge enough to make a poster?
I have no idea. Maybe.
Like, this whole thing in here is about... Kathleen Kennedy. I don't want to read there. There's too many words on this page.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't get why she keeps, why she has job security.
She shouldn't, because she sucks. The last two movies have tanked hardcore. The only reason why Last Jedi did not is because they set up so many questions from fucking Awakens.
Well, people didn't know it was bad until they went.
Right.
Right.
And then they saw it and they were like, this is shit. I bet you the next one's going to be shit. And then guess who didn't go to Solo? Everyone.
It's true.
So Solo came out this year,
What's
right?
the next Star Wars
it's
movie?
Next year.
Like 2019?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a summer or a winter one?
I don't know. My guess would be winter.
When did The Last Jedi come out?
Winter. December.
Of 2017?
Yeah.
So the only Star Wars movie we got this year is Solo.
Yep.
Is that how it's been?
No.
When did we get Force Awakens?
Force Awakens was December. Rogue was December. Then Last Jedi. And then they switched it because they were going to put Solo at the end of this year, but they switched it to May because they were trying to get it over to some Marvel screen time.
I'm super confused.
And slow down. I heard that they were going to try and slow down some Marvel stuff and just full-on push Star Wars. But that backfired since they made two shit-ass movies.
So, end of 2015, we had Force Awakens.
Yep.
End of 2016 was...
Rogue One.
Rogue One.
Yep.
No premier Star Wars movie, right? Like, no trilogy.
No.
Okay, and then in 2017...
was Episode 8.
The Last Jedi.
Yep.
And that was Christmas again.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5 months later is when Solo came out?
Yep.
Why does it feel like it's been a million years between Last Jedi and Solo?
I feel...
Does it feel like
no,
that
No, it
to
feels
you?
Very long since I've seen a Star Wars, yes.
Right, that's what I'm saying, but it's
but
only
they
been...
they were just back-to-back.
But we've actually never had Star Wars movies this close before.
Right.
But it feels like it's been longer than ever.
Yeah. They also think that there's a fatigue. And there's not a fatigue
Dude,
if you make good
movies. I've been saying
movies.
Forever that Star Wars isn't good. Like, I think that's the problem.
If you gave what the fans wanted
I don't
in
think
a
so.
Movie, you would
I
have
think it's all nostalgia.
Rioting in the streets
I
for
think,
how great it is.
I think it's all nostalgia.
No.
Yes, I do.
No. If you gave Luke Skywalker not a bullshit role to do in The Last Jedi, and he was the hero that everyone remembers from the other ones, people would shit their pants out of happiness.
Dude, this is how I compare it. And I'm not a nerd. Okay, I mean, I am, but not about this. I'm not a comic or a movie nerd, okay?
Yep.
Here's how I compare it. With my lens, all these Marvel movies change stuff all the time, okay? Like, they put characters in them that were really cool in the comics, they just get rid of, you know? Like, I watched Winter Soldier last night. You know, the Batroc guy, you know, who's at the very beginning, pirate, the boat, remember him? The MMA fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's in the movie for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
In the comics, he's like a huge villain who's super cool, is like this really inventive martial arts pirate, and like he does all this stuff. He's in the movie for 5 minutes, people mad about it. But they're not really mad about it, because the movie was so good, they didn't care.
I don't know anybody who was mad about it.
Exactly, that's my point.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly my point. So I feel like if Star Wars was actually good enough to stand on its own... they could take some liberties with these characters and people wouldn't care so much.
No.
I think the only reason that they don't want these things to change is because of the nostalgia. My Luke Skywalker that was invented 45 years ago would not do this. And that's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
It doesn't. It makes sense, but to me, the problem is that when you have one source for what Luke would and wouldn't do... your Bible is what Luke does in that one source. End of discussion. Like, it turns out Luke would do that thing. Because he just did it. Like, you're not the writer of the story. That's my point.
Yeah.
Like, to me, people can't get mad about character changes in these movies. Because they aren't changes. They're just what you perceived to be changes. In reality... since this is the only source for that character that matters, because there's no books, or any, there's no TV shows, that's all gone, here's actually what Luke Skywalker does. He screams about the sacred texts. Sorry that your Luke Skywalker sucks. Maybe he always did, and you're just nostalgic for Luke Skywalker as he was in the 70s, because
we
all grew up.
Back then.
He sucks, dude, he's always sucked. But you look at it with the lens of, oh, I loved these movies when I was a kid. Where in the Marvel Universe, you don't do that because you're so used to people being like, nope, Spider-Man's bad now. He's murdering people. Because Dr. Ock took over his brain. We're going to do that for 6 months and then we'll reboot.
I don't know. It's a difference between origin stories, I feel like.
Well,
Star Wars Origin was film already. It was in the same format
as
these are now.
Yes.
Marvel movies were only in comics or animated TV shows.
Right.
Where you only could have 30 minutes an episode.
Right.
I think that not necessarily keeping the same things consistent between the two. I mean, regardless of what happens or who's in the Marvel movies, whatever.
Right.
The characteristics of whatever hero is the movie's about remains the same from the original stuff.
I think more, maybe the way I should make a point.
But Captain America's patriotic.
Yes.
He's loyal. He never lies. He's a fucking good person.
Right.
Robert Downey or fucking Tony Stark is a little bit of an asshole, but is really smart. Knows how to fix things.
Well, I think,
cares about, you know, people.
I think the Marvel people are more used to characters being changed than the Star Wars people are. I think that's a big problem for Star Wars people.
Mm. I don't know. You're not going to take Captain America from the comics and then his first outing in film make him a dickhead who does not give a shit about America.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that you have... There are comics where that is the thing.
But those aren't the majority of the comics.
Right, but they still do that. And people look at them and go, those are interesting because they're different. Like, they're not considered to be...
Yeah, but that's after some time of you already knowing
agreed.
The character.
But there's only 9 collective hours of Luke Skywalker personality that you can even go back to reference.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So you can't be mad
when
he's
going
through a midlife crisis.
They blew up the extended universe,
so
but people have knowledge of what it was.
And that's my nostalgia point.
It's just kind of pointless for them to start all this new shit. Like, okay, Luke was good in all of this content that's already existed before.
Okay.
Comics,
maybe
books,
we should use like,
movies,
maybe we
everything.
Should use like Han as an example, because Luke kind of always sucked.
No, well, yeah, but he's not going to kill his own fucking student because he senses evil. If he does, then yeah, it just ruins the old movies, man. It just ruins the old movies knowing that that's the kind of person who we rooted for to win. If I'd known that that's who he was, I would have rooted for Darth Vader to kick his ass.
I don't know.
Emperor needs to shock him out of existence.
It's just
fuck
so,
the rebellion.
It's like one of the
Empire
most...
did nothing wrong.
There's a whole subreddit for
that. Yeah, I know. I follow it.
One of the most fun things for me about the Marvel Cinematic Universe is that I can look up a character and then go look up supporting details. You know, like, it happens a lot, like, in TV shows, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something, or, like, the Jessica Jones series. Like, there are supporting characters who, in the comics, are full-blown superheroes. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of cool to go, like, to Wikipedia and look and be like, hey, this guy actually does this in the comics. And that's kind of cool, you know? Like, do you watch Luke Cage? Do you
No.
watch that? Okay, well, there's, like, the cop that he works with, Misty Knight, is in that movie, in that show. And, like, in the comics, she turns into a superhero who has, like, a cybernetic arm, okay? And so in the entire first season of Luke Cage, there's none of that. She's just a cop. But it's kind of cool to know that there is that backstory. And they could go that way. If they don't go that way, that's fine, too. Like, there's none of that for Star Wars anymore. And so I think that's a huge problem for Star Wars fans, in my opinion, because they can't go and point at anything anymore and be like, Luke wouldn't do this. But they only have him as a teenager, him as a 20-year-old... And then him is like a 30-year-old Jedi. Like,
yeah.
The entire... Like, if you think about it, like, the span of, like, Empire Strikes Back, where he's literally doing flips in a swamp and getting his butt beat by Darth Vader, getting his arm sliced off and kicked down a laundry chute. And then in the next movie, he's a full-blown Jedi Knight just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, technically, do we know how that happened?
Not anymore.
Right. And so I feel like people should have known... That could happen. Because Disney clearly wanted to rewrite history, or they would have kept the history that was there. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, blowing up the expanded
right.
universe was probably a
like,
bad idea.
That, exactly. Like, and I think because they did that,
mm-hmm.
all Star Wars fans should have been like, well, I should be ready for disappointment. From the very beginning. And this
I
lady...
I think everyone was.
This lady, Miss Egg, She was there before Disney. So she signed off on it.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess, the whole ring of background circle. Kathleen Kennedy was there back when Star Wars was good. She's there now when it's bad. She approved the reason that it's bad. She signed on 3 more years. Like, I don't get why people aren't more mad about it. I feel like we're the only show that dislikes Kathleen Kennedy.
No.
But then why aren't... I never see on Reddit stuff about how Kathleen Kennedy sucks. Ever. I see on Reddit all the time how the person who runs Marvel TV sucks. And people don't like him. Because he explicitly doesn't work with
Reddit,
the movie.
But they are all over YouTube.
I obviously, I don't know. All over the YouTube place, yeah.
I think
YouTube's a little bit of an echo chamber,
well,
too.
No, everyone was very, very concerned when they saw the first trailer for The Force Awakens, I feel like. They saw it and they were like, first they heard Star Wars coming back, then they're like, shit, it's going to fuck with my stuff.
I think they should have.
Then they heard that they canceled out the extended universe.
That was a big deal.
Big drop down in expectation,
like,
of what's going
to
happen.
Like, even to me, a non-Star Wars fan, I was like, really? They just blew out the backstory.
Yeah.
Because they spent 30 years building that.
Right. But now, crazy. So it's like, this is what they got. This is the best they can do with their new shit. What is it going to be? And then they go and see The Force Awakens. And yes, it's kind of a rehash of A New Hope. That is everyone's biggest critique with that movie,
right,
is it's a little bit of a rehash.
And we've talked about that on this show,
but
too.
But they introduced a lot of fucking questions.
Right.
That was all of YouTube. Anything about Star Wars for the entire 2 years up until The Last Jedi was, who's Rey's parents? Who the fuck is Snoke?
He dies.
How'd the First Order come to be?
They rob people.
And yeah, The Last Jedi took all of that hype and momentum that was built from, like, yes, we're sad that all the expanded universe is gone now and we have nothing left to know, but now this Force Awakens opened us up to all these different things we could possibly know, and that's new and fun and was not completely shit. And then The Last Jedi comes in and is like, oh, nope, that's gone. Rey is no one. Snoke's dead. The First Order's just the Nazis. And, we wrapped it all up at the end. It's just the rebellion's going to be the rebellion again. We're going to keep doing the same things we've been doing every fucking Star Wars movie, minus the prequels.
What if, do you think it would have been better received if they would have done the Scorch, the Star Wars storyline in the first movie instead of the second?
Yeah, I don't think, if they weren't about to use the three OG characters in a good way, like Han's death, great. Because he, you know, it's known that Harrison wanted to die. It's a good character to die because you love him so much.
Right,
and then it would
you also don't get to see him ruined in the next movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge thing.
Yeah,
too,
but then I just think that if they kept them good and still the same as the characters, if you wanted to use them, you should have continued their story and not fucked around with who they are as a person.
They kind of made, I don't know.
Leia's just force powerful now. Just out of nowhere, I can fly Mary Poppins style.
JJ loves to do his mysteries.
Yeah.
Like, he loves it. Like, I'm not surprised at all we got a lot of mysteries in the first one. I am very surprised that they didn't carry on that tradition in the second one and then just have it conclude in the third. Like, to me, I'm almost more worried that the third one's going to have more mysteries again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just never going to know.
1,000% it's going to go on and on and on.
Because JJ's doing
on.
The third one again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
No, I would have been fucking down with them not bringing back Luke, Han, Leia.
Well, one of my biggest complaints
started fresh
about the entire new series is that it's literally the first ones again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The First Order being a thing really bothers me. Because it shouldn't be a thing. Like, there's just, like, we won. Like, to me, when I saw that the First Order was there at the Force Awakens, and we talked about this. Like, we did an entire episode in 2015 that was, like, 3 hours long, all about a breakdown of the Force Awakens. I think I had, like, 60 questions that I asked Colby because I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And my biggest question was, if the First Order's there and the Republic and the Rebellion's on the run again and there's still a rebellion and it's been 20 years, then what was the point of the three movies in the middle? Because I get the point of the first movies. It's because they had a Republic and it got overturned. That's the entire point. It's the rise and fall of Anakin. It's the rise and fall
That's
of the
prequels.
Empire. Right, the prequels. And then the ones in the middle, the original trilogy, are all about how, oh, the Rebellion is going to come and we're going to overtopple the bad mans. We're going to take over. We're going to make it right again like it was before the prequels.
Yep.
And then the third trilogy comes out and no, it turns out that actually nothing happened. There's just another bad person.
Yeah, they did a big bad service of not showing the Republic.
Yeah, to me, they should have just had another bad thing that could happen. Like the prequels would have had. Everything's fine and dandy again. The Republic won and everything is right. But here's someone who's trying to rise to power.
That's exactly what it was. And they just did not show you it well enough. Because the Republic existed. The rebels are the resistance. For some reason, they're resisting the new Republic they built.
See, and that doesn't make any sense.
That makes no sense to me.
And because there's no extended universe, all you see is what's in the movies.
There's extended books now, but...
But there wasn't then.
Right.
And it doesn't make sense.
No, yeah. I mean, that was a big fucking question for me, too, is like why the Republic was set up, and then all of a sudden the First Order has been around long enough to create a more powerful super weapon than the Death Star.
Why are they creating super weapons?
Send out 5 Death Star beams and blow up the entire Republic in a second.
Right. Well, here, okay, catch up on chat. Like Menace says, I like to think it's Luke's story, Lot and Luke's stories with Anakin's story. I agree with you. I think the original prequels and the original trilogy are Anakin's story, not Luke's.
Or Anakin's redemption story, you know?
Right. Like, it's about his rise, fall, and then redemption. Mm-hmm. That's the entire point. That's how I look at it, too. And then the third set of movies, I don't know what they're really about, because I thought they would be about Rey, but it turns out it's not about Rey, because Rey's nobody.
Raise nobody and so, she can just do shit.
I'm wondering if it's just about the Force returning. Because at the end of the movie, that kid moves the broom. And so they're going to get rid of Jedis, I guess. I think that's the idea. I'm not really sure. And then Ball and Hobo says, or Mena said, so blame the writer or the director. And then Ball and Hobo replied and said, or Disney. You know, they never looked over everything with a magnifying glass. And here's the thing. It's not Disney.
No, it's the writer and the director.
No, it's, oh, wrong button. It's this lady. Because she was there before,
yeah,
and she's there now.
She also put Rian Johnson at the helm.
She's in charge,
like, writer and director.
If Marvel sucked, we wouldn't like. We don't. It's not fair. Like, we thank Kevin Feige for doing such a great job with Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
We don't thank Disney. I don't think it's fair to blame Disney.
No,
for the badness of Star Wars. Because if it was great, we wouldn't thank Disney. We'd thank this lady. And that's what I don't understand is why I don't see more hatred for her treatment of the Star Wars franchise online. When she's the Kevin Feige of the Star Wars movies.
Dude, just Google Kathleen Kennedy hate.
But that's the thing. Then I'm looking for it specifically.
Yeah.
When I'm just on the front page of Reddit, I see women with boobs, I see dogs eating peanut butter, and I see love for Kevin Feige. I see nothing about Kathleen Kennedy hate, and I don't understand why. Because if it was more mainstream, I would see more of it. Like, you see it on YouTube because you watch those videos. So then you get more videos that are like that.
Yeah.
If you only watch videos about how great Kathleen Kennedy is, you'd only get videos about how great she is.
No.
Well, there aren't any.
Yeah, there's one. Maybe. There's one.
But my point stands valid. It's like, if you look for videos about the Lakers, you're only going to get videos about the Lakers. You're not going to get videos about other teams.
You definitely are.
No.
Yeah, that's
no,
how YouTube
I know YouTube
works.
Very well.
It's like basketball. You're looking at basketball. I was looking up Tom Brady fucking documentaries the other day on YouTube.
I look up corgis and I only get corgi videos.
TV,
I don't
TV,
get other
TV,
dogs.
TV.
Explain
TV,
that.
I don't know what I'm saying. Other teams. You're seeing other teams.
You know LeBron James plays his first game with the Lakers today?
Oh. He's in the remake of Looney Tunes. That man is dead to me.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, his beard is pretty unexcusable. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to look at his beard and be like, okay, that guy can do whatever.
He's got Bugs Bunny ears, like, on his, like, right here.
You know, he does.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a tie-in.
Maybe.
I play the Nuggets, first preseason game tonight, man. It's on ESPN. How stupid is that? That it's such a big deal that LeBron plays for the Lakers at the first preseason game against the Nuggets is on ESPN tonight.
I mean, that's a big deal for the best player in the league.
Yeah, but isn't there football and stuff on today? Like, yeah. You're telling me an NBA preseason game is going to preempt, like, NFL football.
When is it?
It's tonight at 8:30.
Yeah, I mean, there's only one other channel that's playing football at that time.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess maybe it's not that big deal. Let me see your YouTube suggestions. I don't think they're safe for work. My YouTube suggestions are going to be atrocious. Let me see what mine says. Because my YouTube suggestions don't work because they're everything I do for work. So it's going to be a bunch of movie stuff. It's going to be a random hodgepodge of politics. It's going to be like ASMR videos that I use for BRB. It's going to be Video Game Donkey, because we watch that. Let's see what my YouTube suggestions are. This is actually Duo. So, X-Men Dark Phoenix, Kavanaugh, SNL, Destiny, Boston Celtics, Video Games, NFL, LeBron, Transformers 6.
Yeah, that's basically your generic YouTube front page.
It's just, it's nothing, right? It's just, hey, what's happening right now? It's that. That's it, you know. So you don't care at all about LeBron, man?
No.
I'm excited.
No. About don't give a shit.
I have like a,
I hope he wins, though.
I have
anybody but the fucking other two.
Oh, you don't want the Warriors to win?
No.
I'm curious. Honestly, I don't even know, like... I was going to talk about that menace. Have you seen the Dark trailer? The Dark Phoenix trailer?
Mm-hmm.
I have it. You want to watch it? Is it worth watching on the show? Is it good?
Sure. I don't really remember what happened.
Okay, we'll watch it on the show. Because I have not seen it. Let's watch it. Why is there an old car?
You think you can fix me?
Oh, God, it's always...
You are not broken.
She's broke, by the way. Just for the record.
She is broken.
She's very broken.
The mind is a fragile thing. Takes only the slightest tap to tip it in the wrong direction.
I'm murdering everyone now!
What did you do?
I had to keep her stable. I protected her.
From the truth? There's another word for that.
Jennifer Lawrence is in it still?
Everybody's in it,
man.
I'm
looking for answers.
Well, Magneto's in it?
You feel like you don't belong here. You don't. They can't begin to comprehend.
Is that Jessica Chastain, too?
I think so.
She's changing.
Into what?
You didn't come here looking for answers. You came here looking for permission.
Jean.
She's all rage, pain. That's all coming out at once.
Jean lost control.
I don't want her to be all cry this entire movie. I want her to be fucking mad.
God, I don't know. Like, I'm very conflicted because I...
I'm sorry.
I did not realize it had the entire cast back.
You're always sorry, Charles.
I thought it was a spin-off. This is a sequel.
And nobody cares.
There's still hope.
But yeah, I hate the, oh, she's bad, but she'll be good by the end storyline, you know?
No, I'm just sick and tired of seeing her cry.
Sansa?
Yeah.
I've seen
that's all Game of Thrones is. Until this last season, she gets a little, a little bit more, you know, angsty. But if she's, like, murdering motherfuckers...
That's what it kind of looks
like. I'm down with that.
Yeah, and it says February 14th. So that's Menace, but that's the reason I brought this up. So I have this article right here where... Dark Phoenix gets pushed to the summer.
How many views did that trailer have?
This one is from the Late Late Show with James Corden, and now I'm disgusted with myself, by the way, for watching that. I gave him a view, but this one has 1.5 million, so... anyway. So, the next X-Men Dark Phoenix won't open until February on February 14th anymore, rather next summer on June 7th. The trailer opened this week, earning close to 8 million YouTube views. Summer is not only a better date, but again, it gives the film a better shot to have a bigger opening in China. Trailer clocked 44 million views in the first 24 hours release in China. Also, premium screens, previous release for Gambit will plan to provide an even a bigger upside for the film. So
China really liked it.
Well, Menace just said rumors for the delay are so they can have a definitive ending. And I think he's right. Now that I read that Gambit's delayed, Deadpool, also in this article, it says that Deadpool is going to be PG-13.
No, it's not.
It says Gambit moves out of summer, or June 7th to March 13th, 2020. Picture is still in development with no director, but Channing Tatum is still attached. Someone's working on the script, blah, blah, blah. In regards, Deadpool 2 is their new footage, Fox name, but Reynolds tweeted this out. Thoughts, and it's him with, is that the Kumar guy? And it's him wearing a Santa hat. But, I mean, this says, where does it say?
Well, I don't know, man.
Instead, Fox releasing what we hear is a PG-13 version of Deadpool 2 on December 27th. Or so it's just a remake of Deadpool 2, but it's PG-13. So, right, Menace said it. This is before the Marvel absorption. This is Feige. He's saying this is how this ends. So he could tie it into the MCU 2020 and beyond. It's got to be, right? Yeah. Why else would they delay every X-Men movie?
The only thing that upsets me about that is Deadpool.
Well, I don't know. It's Deadpool 2. So we already got an R version of Deadpool 2. if a PG-13 Deadpool 2 comes out and it's not bad, that's a good thing. Because that means we could put Deadpool in the MCU and he'll be just as good as he was in the PG-13.
I don't want Deadpool 2 or Deadpool in the MCU.
Why?
What does he do? Because I would rather him stay separate. If he can still remain stupid and very, very obscene.
I want them all to exist in the same universe.
Nah, that sounds so dumb.
I mean, I don't mind them having separate universes, but I would like him to be available to be in the other movies.
Whatever.
You don't think so?
Whatever.
How can you not want more Deadpool?
I don't give a shit about Deadpool. I just want them to do it right.
So you do care.
We've seen a PG-13 Deadpool once before, and
no,
it was completely
that Wolverine
the wrong thing.
Movie did not count.
It did, though.
No, it did.
Though.
Wasn't Will.i.am Gambit in that movie?
He wasn't Gambit.
Who
no.
was he?
He was a teleporter, but he was in it.
That movie had Will.i.am in it.
Gambit was in it, though, and it was John Carter of Mars or whatever, whoever played him.
Don't know. Yeah, that man's dead, I think.
No, he's
John Carter killed that man.
No, he was in American Assassins.
Oh, that's a movie that was really well liked and well received and made a lot of money. And...
No.
Yeah, and see, that's like Menace says, if you let him be stupid with Tom Holland Spider-Man, where's Toby and Andrew? Deadpool. Like, that's what I want. We talked about, I think we talked about this Thursday or last Sunday, where I was like, he could literally just walk on the screen and be like, so everyone's different now? And it would be fine. He could do that. He could be like, I would say a bad word here, but it's rated PG-13. Like, he could do that. And it would, everyone would be like, okay. They're at least acknowledging it. Deadpool is the one character who could bring everybody together and just fluff away the differences.
Easily.
Because honestly, like, let's talk about the trailer. That trailer, I thought it was a spinoff. I thought it was going to be Dark Phoenix solo movie. Like, she would be Deadpool, and occasionally there would be some side pieces from the X-Men in there.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize it was a sequel to Apocalypse, which is what it looks like. Everybody's back.
Yeah.
And I really like... I'm the idiot. I'm one of those idiots who liked X-Men Apocalypse. Like, apparently people did not like that movie. I think it's probably my favorite of the new X-Men movies, and people think that's a really stupid opinion. I liked it. I thought it was cool. But, like...
Which one was...
It's the one where Oscar Isaac
okay,
was
first
the blue
class,
man.
Didn't really like.
First Class was okay.
I like the cast, but
First
the,
Class
the,
to
the
me,
younger mutants I didn't give a shit
well,
about.
First Class to me gets a lot of oh my god, it's so good because it wasn't the original trilogy.
Yeah,
like it was one of the first reboots that actually did a good job of being.
I mean,
a reboot.
Fassbender as Magneto and McAvoy
yeah,
is
great
yeah,
casting.
Perfect.
Great casting. Agreed. I mean, Jennifer Lawrence was great in that movie.
No, she's the worst.
What, you don't like Jennifer Lawrence?
No, she's the worst in everything ever that she's in ever.
My God!
I can't stand her.
I had no idea you didn't like Jennifer Lawrence.
Nah, man, she's stupid.
I kind of like Jennifer
Lawrence.
Nah,
she's the worst.
Okay, well.
She's all up into herself, man. I don't like her.
Is it possible you just hate women?
No.
What women actresses
many
do you
women
like?
I like?
Name three women actresses you like.
Daisy Ridley's a great Rey.
Okay.
Bird Lady plays a great bird on Always Sunny.
That doesn't count. Not an
Caitlin
actress.
Caitlin Olsen.
Not an actress.
That's an actress.
No, she is herself.
No.
Doesn't count. She goes to work with her husband every day.
Regardless.
Not acting. And that show, The Mick, same character. Next. Give me one more. Can you even get to three?
Hold on, I'm trying to think of one.
Okay.
I can't remember any movies I like.
See? I like Eva Green. Eva Green's great.
Who's Eva Green?
She was you'd probably know her as the Bond girl from Casino Royale. She was in 302.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like Cersei.
She's in Penny Dreadful. That's probably what she's most known for now. You like Cersei?
You. Her and Cersei, they are like interchangeable for me. They look very similar.
Yeah, they look too different.
They act really similar. They both were also in the 300 movie.
Okay, well, anyway, back to X-Men. X-Men 2 was which one? Days of Future Past? That was
yeah.
That was a good one.
That one sucked.
But it was mostly... That was mostly Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, that
You didn't
was
like
terrible.
That?
No, I didn't like that one at all.
Do you not like Hugh Jackman's Wolverine? Because our friendship may end depending on what you say right now.
No, he's fine. I didn't like the whole future plot line.
Dude, how have we not killed this gnat yet?
I don't know.
That's right, because all of them were in it. The young and the old.
Yeah. And they just killed off the old. I didn't like it. They should have just kept it young. Yeah.
They should have figured out a way to work Wolverine in with the young. Because the young part was good, right?
Well, he was in first class, man. He was there. Right. Well, he was alive.
He told him to F off.
Yeah, tell him to un-F off.
Right. They should have just done that.
I don't know. And that was a really poor attempt at making some weird, convoluted reason as to why all this shit's happening now.
Well, and they didn't need to, like, un-reboot, you know? Because by doing that, they're like, it's not a reboot, it's a change in the time.
Yeah, things are different now.
Dude,
we're going back, and these new people don't look like us at all.
There's
time! I don't know.
It was dumb. So, okay. But good movie. Just dumb that they had the old people there. Because, Ellen Page was in. I don't like Ellen Page.
Whatever.
I will say I don't like Ellen Page.
Whatever.
I feel like she plays the same character in every movie.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so wait, who else? And then the third one was Apocalypse.
Yeah.
I liked Apocalypse. I thought it was good. Right?
It was the better one, yeah. I think I would rewatch that one out of those three. Yeah.
Right, I would too. Okay. And so I thought because people didn't like X-Men Apocalypse that this was going to be a reboot.
No.
It's not. It's literally a sequel to that movie.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that because Fassbender, McAvoy, I even like the guy who plays Beast and the guy who plays Cyclops. I actually like those guys.
I have no idea who the Cyclops
is. I don't know who they are, but
he
I like them.
He doesn't do anything. He says
well,
like
he's
one
Cyclops,
line
dude.
Movie,
Cyclops,
man.
One of the lamest people ever, but he's Cyclops.
Yeah, but no, I completely forgot
what do you do?
Until
I mean,
this
people.
Trailer... That he him and Jean are in love.
Yeah, they love each other.
Yeah,
right? yeah.
I completely forgot that whole aspect of it because, one, Jean has been in one of these movies. Barely done anything.
She wasn't in the other two?
No, she only came in Apocalypse. And then Cyclops has just been like, I can't use my eyes for the past three fucking movies.
No, he sucks, dude.
And has no other lines other than that. And now it's all going to be like, oh, well, they were in love the entire time. And it's like, no.
Well, I think they dated
they probably won't.
In the third movie.
No, they did not.
Not at all?
No.
Then they can't do it in this one, right?
No, I think this will be their getting together movie.
You can't fall in love with something, dude. It's going to be, that's what I'm most worried about is going to be that cliche where... I love you, come back and be good.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
I don't think it's going to be I love you, but it's like I can see our future.
I want.
Don't screw it up.
You know
up.
What I want? I want Wolverine to walk out of a portal when she's in full rage mode.
Also not
in
this
last
movie.
30 minutes of the movie and just stab her in the gut and be like, you're welcome, fans. And then walk out.
Have you seen Logan yet?
What do you mean? No, I haven't. I haven't seen Logan, no.
Watch that fucking movie, asshole.
I can't take it. I love him too much. I don't want it to end.
Oh, but it ends
when I
in
watch
such
it,
a good way,
no,
though.
It's not, because
it is.
I want him to come back to the MCU, so I'm going to pretend Logan didn't happen.
No.
Yeah.
No, okay. Don't just pretend like Logan isn't part of this at all. It's its own separate movie. It's not an end. It's just it's a character piece.
So I should look at it as like a spinoff?
Yesh.
Okay.
It's don't think of it as the same timeline because I don't think it is at all. Because this is technically like an old man Logan story.
Okay,
but it's also
like a one shot in the comics.
Well, yeah, you know, like in Days of Future Past, the future is terribly dark and bleak and purple and have these mutant things that kill mutants, cyborg things that kill mutants.
Right, the Sentinels.
I don't remember what year that was. I'm pretty sure in the movie it was like 2027, maybe.
Right.
Somewhere around that
time.
Well,
the Sentinels are a big part of Days of Future Past because that's when he goes back to shut down.
Right.
Trask.
So that's completely not in anything in
Logan.
Remember,
Peter Dinklage was in that movie.
In Logan, it's like 2021 or 2, and now mutants just aren't born anymore.
Okay, so it's completely different.
It's completely separate.
Okay, well, maybe I'll check it out.
Dude, it's so good. Like, it could be a movie without it being a superhero movie.
I don't know if they're good. Like, see, here's the thing. Here's the problem I have, honestly. One of the biggest things with reboots is they recast.
Yeah.
Because people have
this
a hard
is just
time.
Kind of like a different take on it.
Well, I'm not even talking about Logan. I'm just in general talking about, like a minute said in chat, like, Logan is in the future, so he could still appear in the MCU. Well, Hugh Jackman said he'd come back and he'd play Wolverine only if he's in the MCU. So if they want him, they'll bring him back.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't think they will because they'll want a new Logan who can work for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I really like the McAvoys and the Fassbenders. And I mean, even Sansa as Jean Grey or
they'll
whatever.
Change it.
They will. But I don't want them to.
I know, but they'll change it.
Because McAvoy, I think, is a... I don't know. I think Fassbender is probably really the biggest...
Oh, yeah.
The best one in that series.
Oh, yeah. He's perfect for Magneto.
He's a great Magneto. Mm-hmm. And Magneto can be old, right? The guy who is Punisher. But see, that's technically canon.
Ooh.
Like, the Punisher is in the MCU. What we should riot about is the fact that the Punisher can't be in the movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jon Bernthal would
be
great.
He is great, man.
You watch The Punisher, right?
Yeah.
That show is that's
show
probably
crazy.
The best Marvel TV mm-hmm. show, I would say. And
I
like
agree.
Most of the Marvel TV
yep.
shows. The Punisher is incredibly yep. good, in my opinion.
Daredevil season 1 and The Punisher season are my favorite.
Dude, Punisher sure. far and away is better than any other MCU TV show. Even better than S.H.I.E.L.D. for me.
Yeah.
So good.
It was really good. It was really well done and brutal as fuck.
Yeah.
I like brutality.
It was brutal. Maybe like the end of the show, he's like ripping that guy's face against the glass, and it's like cut. It's just like, oh, God.
So good, man.
And in 4K, it looked incredible, by the way. Just
so good.
There's that opening shot, like in the first, I think the first episode of Punisher, where he's sitting on the parking garage or whatever. He's a construction worker, and he's eating his lunch, and there's just the view of Manhattan in front of him. And I just pause that on my 4K TV, and I'm like, this is what they should have at Best Buy. This exact frame. Because they're always like, look at this canyon with the trickling water. And I'm like, here's a real-life TV show that looks better than real life on my TV. It's the only time I've ever actually been like, wow, my 4K TV looks good. You know?
Daredevil 2?
Daredevil Season 2 is incredible.
Really?
I would put Punisher at the top of that, but Luke Cage 1's also good. I liked Luke Cage Season 2. It was probably a little long. Some of the Netflix shows could do with 6 episodes instead of 12.
I never got into Luke Cage.
Luke Cage 2 could do that. I think Jessica Jones season 2 would have been way better. There's just, they always have trouble with the middle. First 4 episodes great, last 4 episodes great. The 4 in the middle are very boring. It's just okay. Come on. I've been trying to watch a stupid... What's this?
Iron Fist.
Iron Fist, thank you. I couldn't remember the word fist.
Yeah.
I was like, Iron...
What is this thing?
Iron Man!
When you Iron Curtain! Like, squeeze your hand together. What does this make?
Yeah. I've been trying to watch that. It's just, eh.
No, I heard that's the worst one.
Well, the first one was good, but they said they made it better. I love Iron Fist in everything but his own series. I loved him in The Defenders, and I loved him in Luke Cage Season 2. He's just not great in his own show.
No.
He's just... I don't know, man.
I mean...
Those shows...
Admittedly, I watch Arrow and Flash...
Those shows are
bad. And I say...
Those are soap operas.
When I say that Iron Fist is just too campy for me, that's saying
something. It was campy. Mm-hmm. The first season was campy, but you watch it because... It's the same reason you watch, like, the bad Thor movies. Because you want to see what happens so you understand the other ones. But I don't know if they're doing another Defenders. And if they're not doing another Defenders, I don't know why I care about Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Like, there's a little bit of a problem with that now. Is that some of these secondary characters, like Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones... Like, you watched them begin with because you want to know what they were going to do in the Defenders.
Mm-hmm.
But now that there's no more Defenders, and they're never going to be in the movies, you're never going to have Danny Rand walk into Spider-Man's movie, even though it would make a lot of sense that he did, since Spider-Man is the titular New York superhero. And the entire point of the Netflix shows is that these are the New York superheroes.
Yeah.
Since that's never going to happen, I don't care about Danny Rand.
I don't understand why they couldn't just do it for a scene.
They could,
yeah.
But they choose not to.
I don't know why.
Well, most people say it's because the guy who runs Marvel TV is very territorial, and he doesn't really want to work with Kevin Feige because then he thinks Kevin Feige will get all the credit for all the TV. And I'm just like, who cares, buddy? Don't be a turd. You know how badly I want to see a Spider-Man Daredevil team up? I wouldn't be allowed in the theater because I would get arrested for public indecency while I was in there watching that happen.
Oh, Jesus.
I could not do it.
I don't know, man. That is stupid. That is stupid to me. I bet you they recast X-Men, though.
You want to hear something really stupid?
Hmm.
Venom comes out Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Did not know it was that soon. You know that movie's going to
It's stop. Going to never make any money, right?
Ooh,
hey, what's
yeah.
up? Icy, good to see you.
Hello,
I thought his name was Perlmutter. I thought his name was Perlmutter. I could be wrong. Who knows? The guy who runs Marvel TV. Could be wrong. That name sounds familiar, though. He might be a charge of old Spidey. I don't know. But yeah, the fact that Venom comes out on Friday blew my mind.
Yeah, the movie's going to suck.
I still thought it was 3 or 4 months away, didn't you? Isn't that how it feels?
No, I thought it was like next month, but yeah,
okay.
It's October now.
Hey, what's up, Sam? How are you doing, man?
Yeah, man.
You gotta go watch that, dude. Tell me how it is.
I will, because Britt wants to see it. She thinks it will be good.
I mean, Tom Hardy's good, man. Maybe it will be good.
I think every scene with him in it will be fine.
I don't. I think every scene with him in it is gonna be cringy. We've been live for an hour and 14 minutes. You're an hour and 14 minutes into the show. See, Icy's excited about it. I don't know, dude. I really want it to be good, but I really don't think it is. I get the same feeling about Venom that I did with Solo, that the buzz about it is just not that good, and so people...
Yeah, no.
People
it's
just,
also Sony.
Like, it could be good, but people
aren't
excited.
It's also Sony. Have you seen the fucking visual effects of that trailer?
Hey, man. Sony's made good
terrible.
Movies lately. Emoji Movie. Classic.
Fucking Jumanji made $1 billion.
That was the only one that they've made, I think, the last 5 years that people actually liked, by mm-hmm. the way. Yeah. I don't know, dude. Have you been to Top Golf recently? Why you gotta bring up Top Golf, man? That's all Colby's gonna talk about now for the next hour is Top Golf and how great it is.
I went like 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Tom Hardy is sexy, don't care much for the movie. That's exactly why Britt's going. Yes. It's literally the reason. Mm-hmm. So, makes sense. So, the interview was great, but that was 100 years ago.
They're also the ones who canceled it.
Yes, and they pushed out and barely put it on Netflix.
Yep.
So.
I own it on YouTube.
You own it?
Mm-hmm.
It's free on Netflix. Why would you buy that?
It wasn't when it came out, asshat.
So you couldn't wait the 7 days? You, like, bought it immediately.
Yeah.
Dude.
I want to see it.
You know what? Good for you, because that's like a middle finger to North Korea, you doing that, man.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll support that.
Yeah.
Any joke about Kim Jong Dickhead is fine with me.
Is that his official name?
Kim Jong Dickhead?
Yeah.
That's all of their names.
Okay. Do we care at all about this movie trailer? Holmes and Watson?
I have not seen this. All I saw was the poster.
Let's watch it.
Awesome.
Let's watch it together, chat. Here we go.
Help! Fire! Call the fire! Fire!
Okay.
YouTube
doesn't do that. You know who does that? That's the only trailer company that does that.
Really?
Yeah, because that's the first 5 seconds, so it's the skip ad.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get you to stay to watch the whole
trailer. They're not the only one that does that.
No.
Everyone does that on YouTube now.
No.
Yeah.
We just watched Dark Phoenix.
And it did the same fucking thing.
It started with the call.
No, it did.
I'm going to riot against you.
Let's play the trailer, man.
I hate everything about who you choose to be.
Your Majesty, may I present to you the greatest detective of all time, Sherlock Holmes, and Dr. John Watson.
Actually, pause this real quick. How excited are you for this?
I didn't even know it was happening until I saw the poster.
And then what was your first reaction?
Step Brothers.
Like, yay or eh or like boo?
I love John C. Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Will Ferrell. I used to love Will Ferrell, and then he's been Will Ferrell for 20 years. I'm tired of Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
So my first thought was, can John C. Reilly out funny Will Ferrell enough for me to enjoy this movie? Because I'm assuming, okay. I could be wrong, I'm assuming Will Ferrell will be Will Ferrell in this movie. That's what I think.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, Step Brothers is my favorite movie of all time. This movie is going to be a work of art.
See, I thought the same fucking thing. I thought Step Brothers, great, hilarious. That was probably the last Will Ferrell movie I liked.
I've never seen Step Brothers in its entirety.
God, you're terrible.
So I'm
you're
sorry.
The fucking worst.
I think I've seen like the first
hour. See, because now it's ruined because you think it's just Will Ferrell. But back when it came out, that was like the last of good Will Ferrell until he was in like shit ass.
Like I remember,
dumb movies,
I remember
like
the nuts
get
on the
hard
drum
and shit.
I remember that.
Anywho,
I remember
Step Brothers is a great classic for a lot of good like one liners.
Yeah, see,
it's a fucking Catalina wine mixer, bro.
I haven't seen.
Pow!
I don't remember that.
Pow!
I have no memory of that.
Pow!
Would you please stop? People have to adjust their volume.
Pow!
Please, people are constantly adjusting their volume.
Anywho. Elf was great.
I liked Elf.
That was way before this.
I'm not saying that Will Ferrell's
bad. I'm saying
bad.
This was the last. Step Brothers was one of the last Will Ferrell movies with Will Ferrell that I thought was actually funny.
Will Ferrell has just been playing the same guy for a long time now.
And when that came out, that was probably like 5 years of Will Ferrell.
Right. And that's okay.
15.
Because like, I love Anchorman. I loved Elf. Mm-hmm. You know, the parts of Step Brothers that I've seen, I like it. But I'm sorry. I will watch Step Brothers, but I'm not going to watch The Departed. Okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
I'll take my condolences when I can get them. Anywho, I saw this the poster come out on Twitter.
We're just talking now.
No. Wait.
No. Nope.
Yeah. I saw it on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, and it says
I was like, what?
Yeah.
This is a fake thing. This is a fake thing. This isn't happening. I got real excited because those two together are great.
Well,
Talladega Nights, Step Brothers.
Talladega Nights, both amazing, dude.
Fantastic. And then I was like, okay, perfect.
Spill my macchiato.
I've scrolled down through people who replied to it.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, this is going to be horrible. How dare they do this with Sherlock Holmes? And I'm like, it's a fucking comedy take.
I don't care at all about disrespecting
Sherlock
Holmes.
Yeah, no, a lot of the comments were like, how dare they do this with Sherlock Holmes?
There are so many proper Sherlock Holmes out there.
Yeah.
Go watch those.
This is not
going to
be one of those obviously fucking to God. Just think of it as an old Britishy detective show, not that it's
Sherlock
Holmes.
Is like,
you fucking stuck up pigs.
It'd be like an improv group being like, you're Sherlock Holmes and Watson. Have at it. Like, it's not really about Sherlock Holmes. The campaign, I like that.
Yeah, the campaign was
on the campaign was right on the precipice of, okay, Will Ferrell.
Right.
You're doing Will Ferrell again. We get it.
Zach Galifianakis was also great
in
that
movie. Right, that's another reason. Like, when Will Ferrell is paired with another comedian, it works really well.
Right.
Which is why I think this could work.
Well, he was paired with Kevin Hart.
Holmes,
that shit was the worst
Holmes
thing I've
was
ever
the
seen.
One with Ian McKellen in it, right? There's so many stupid Sherlock Holmes things out there. So many of them. There's so many of them.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even pay attention to Magneto's, that one.
There was a Magneto one, too? Well, oh, no, Ian McKellen. I forgot he was Magneto.
He, like, played the old, like, I'm reading my diary Sherlock Holmes.
Right.
No, thanks.
There's too many. Well, I mean, Sherlock Holmes is almost Shakespeare at this point.
Well, you know there's going to be a third one with Robert Downey, right?
Yes, there is. Yeah, that's right.
That's crazy.
I think we talked about this on the show a year or so ago when it first got announced, and we were both pretty excited because we love this combo.
Guy Ritchie is the director?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I love the Robert Downey. I don't think I ever saw the second one, but the first one was good. The
second one was eh.
I mean, I like Jude Law. I like Robert Downey Jr.
Guy Ritchie made that fucking King Arthur movie.
Yeah.
That was, you said, was bad, but I've watched it twice and still love it.
I've never seen it, but it's probably bad.
It's a really good Charlie Hunnam movie.
I don't care about
it's,
Charlie
it's
Hunnam.
It's definitely not anywhere near like the guy that was in Children of Men.
Clive Owen?
That, his version.
His version
not
isn't
like
that good
that
either,
at all.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
The point is, most movies suck.
Most do.
Most movies suck. Also, Robert Downey
most
Jr.,
movies.
For the record, is your beat going crazy right now?
No.
Most movies, for the record, that have Robert Downey Jr. in them, Robert Downey Jr. is the same guy, too.
Yeah.
He's Iron Man in every movie.
He's got a British accent in the Holmes ones.
There are some exceptions, like Tropic Thunder. Okay, Robert Downey Jr., not too much like Iron Man and Tropic Thunder, okay? But that movie, The Judge, it's like Iron Man goes to court, that movie. Like, I just...
Yeah.
But Iron Man's so likable, you don't care.
Isn't there one, like, called Road Trip or something? And that's
yeah,
the one with Galifianakis?
Yeah, and he's Iron Man in that movie, too.
Yeah.
It's like Robert Downey Jr. gets stuck in a car with the guy from Hangover.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, okay, I get it, you mm-hmm. know? But I like Robert Downey Jr. But if Robert Downey Jr. keeps doing that for the next 15 years like Will Ferrell did...
Gonna get old. He's gonna need to go and
he's
do some
have
coke
to
with
do
some prostitutes or something.
Or paint his face black and do Tropic Thunder 2.
Yep.
I'm a dude disguised as a dude playing another dude. Tropic Thunder is one of the greatest comedies
I can't believe I was able to pull that
I
off
can't either.
When it came out.
I can't either, dude. Tropic Thunder. That's the movie we should watch for our retirement party. When we get banned, let's watch Tropic Thunder.
That's great. I'm down with that.
Okay, should we actually watch this stupid
watch
trailer?
This shit now.
Okay, here we go.
Help! Fire! Call the fire!
Sony.
Your Majesty, may I present to you the greatest detective of all time, Sherlock Holmes, and Dr. John Watson.
I love you.
Watson?
Oh!
What a looker, right?
She is stunning.
Sherlock Holmes. His methods are ingenious.
Right there.
He's a master of disguise.
What have you done with Sherlock? Why, Watson?
I never left. Amazing.
And his
it's not looking good yet, man.
Angle of approach, compensate for warping floor.
Termination Mosquito.
Well done, Holmes.
Oh my god!
Okay, people getting attacked by bees? That I'm into.
Murder in Buckingham Palace.
Solve this case in 4 days or I will kill the Queen. Signed, Professor James Moriarty.
Oh my god, it's Ralph Fine.
Come, Watson. We have a killer to catch.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock.
Shall we begin the autopsy?
Dr. Grace Hart.
A woman doctor?
Impossible.
Fortunately, we have a real doctor here.
Would you like some heroin?
I have 2 days left to live. Solve this case.
Her Majesty, would you mind if we had a picture together?
Watson?
Who's going to take the photograph?
I will take it. You see, it's sort of a self-photograph.
He's a real fan.
I swear, I never do this.
Hey, girl!
Hey, girl!
The lighting's much better.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God!
Mother of shit!
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to wait until that comes out on DVD.
If I was, like, really loaded, like, that might be good, but I do like killer bees. If that scene is 20 minutes of the movie, I might be okay. If they're just getting attacked by bees, that would be okay, but...
I don't know, man. That looked
looks like another Color by Numbers comedy. Mm-hmm. Let's scream, let's hit the quid, let's say bad words, okay. Bees, though. I do like bees. I'm a stupid idiot. What can I say?
Yeah, that's not a great-looking one. Also, very, very worried about them trying to keep a British accent the entire
film. Oh, dude, they're not going to do that. It's going to be two American idiots trying to do British.
Yeah.
Hello, my name's Shatner, and I play Sherlock Holmes.
That was awful.
You like this English accent, you do.
No,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, you do. You no think I'm the best does. British man around.
That's the worst.
Oh, is it the worst or is it the best?
It sounds like you've been stung by multiple bees.
I have been stung by bees.
Mouth.
Now I don't know what this accent is evolving into. I'm just going to let it see what happens.
I'm just going to let it
go. I'm just going to keep on going down to this
into
accent.
Into this really weird, really weird.
You don't like this accent. You don't like this accent. It's super good and it's super accurate to whatever I'm trying to impersonate right now. Which is what?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah, that movie didn't look great. The movie didn't look great. It didn't look great. My name is Sherlock Holmes, it is. Have I watched The Inbetweeners? I don't know what that is, so I guess no.
Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
No, I don't either, yeah. I mean, I need to watch Step Brothers. I feel like I have watched it, but I think... I don't know. It's one of those movies, like, either I didn't watch it when I was in, like, the right mood, or...
You know Adam Scott's in it, don't you?
I hate him.
You
but
do?
Now I like him. Ben turned me. I used to hate Adam Scott. One of my biggest reasons I waited so long to watch Park and Rec is because I hated that.
Really?
Guy. Yeah.
What'd you hate him from?
Is that Step Brothers one where they sing all the time? Him and the lady from... Yeah, I think that might be the reason I hate him. It's from that movie.
That's great.
I think that might be it. I might have seen Step Brothers. It just may not have left an impression on me.
Might have.
You think Britt's seen it?
She doesn't like Step Brothers.
Has she seen it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like, I know Chris hasn't seen it because she doesn't like comedies either.
Yeah.
So, I was like, if they hadn't seen it, maybe we can make them watch it. And then, you know, they could look on us with disdain, which is something we're used to, so.
No, do you know what old Greg is?
I showed you old Greg, right?
Yes, old Greg's terrible.
Okay.
I mean, it's funny for the first time you see it.
And when you're 15.
And then when Pinella starts yelling, I have a mangina for the next 20 years, it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, I showed Britt that for the first time in
her
life.
Yeah, you shouldn't ever. I showed Chris Kung Pao Into the Fist, which I think is one of the funniest movies ever made, and she looked. That's the first time I thought it was going to break up.
I saw that when I was young. And I thought it was dumb.
That movie's so good.
I thought it was too dumb.
Yeah.
Maybe I should watch it now.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, it's a movie like probably like old Greg. Like it's the same type of thing. Like it was funny when you were 14. You go back and you watch it now, stupid movie. But Kung Pao, classic. There's a lady with three boobs in it. Or is it one boob? She might only have one boob. I can't remember. My name The name is Betty, you son of a pig. Betty. And then Black Betty plays at the end of the movie when
Black man, bam, bam.
I mean, I still say, like, bird, tiger. Like, you hear me do that all the time. Bird. Tiger, tiger, tiger.
No, I don't know what that
bird.
Is. Bird. Isn't it just unbelievably racist?
Minnis knows what
racist?
I'm doing right now. No, it's not racist. It's probably racist. The squeaky shoes. See, Fallen Homo knows what's up. We have purposely changed him, trained him wrong as a joke. These massages. Stop, stop. I have a wound there. This is good for the both of us, yes?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There are two people in the chat right now that know what I'm talking about, and that's it. Oh, Papa TOS, what it is? Is that TOS? He consents. It's
I don't.
Fine.
You, that's you, sexual
dude,
assault.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. You going to take me to court?
No.
No, you're not. You can't afford it. So you don't have the time.
I definitely can make both of those.
Are you going to, though?
No, because you have no money to take.
That's right. Can't get no water from this stone, dude.
No.
Yeah, it's definitely racist. Definitely racist. Colby looks like he's been assaulted? No. Well, his assault started when I made him come start, just sit here and do the show with me. Yeah. That was the beginning of the assault.
Yeah. Yeah. You going to mention at all that I got a new vape?
Dude, it looks the same. Are you very offended? Is it your child?
I mean, it's a new one, and it lights up red. And my old ones never lit up red.
Did they light up green? What did they light up?
It had a blue-white dot.
Yeah, so it did light up. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. How am I supposed to know about your vapes? I'm sorry. Tell me about your vape, man. Why is it so much better?
I bought it at a vape store, so now
oh, you
I
a
can
real vapor
it now. Without spending so much
what
fucking money.
What juice you got in there?
It's Western flavored. The name of the flavor was called Western. Which is mainly, I'm assuming, it's tobacco flavor, so it's probably the Marlboro kind of flavor. Marlboro Man's a Western cowboy, you know what I mean?
No, I know who the Marlboro Man okay. is, yes, yeah. I'm aware of the Marlboro
yeah,
Man.
Yeah, you still think it's funny that I have the Western
yeah, because it's called Western.
Why?
Why can't it be called, like, Cowboy Red?
It could be that.
That sounds better. Western. It tastes like boots, sadness, and welfare.
Welfare?
I feel like everyone in the West is on welfare, right?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't know anything, dude. What link did Sam put in here?
It probably tastes like leather.
The Inbetweeners, British comedy movie. This has 215,000 views.
This is the best holiday ever. 2 weeks of sun, sea, sex, booze, sex, fanny, and booze, and sex.
I didn't
know a lot of pictures.
I didn't know British people had sex. Did you know that? I didn't realize they were into that, I mean. I thought that was a strictly American thing.
All right, lads. You up for a good time? It's the most buzzing bar out here. Always packed with a sexy vibe.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't understand what they're saying.
No, I can't either.
I can't
this
understand.
This is too British.
It's too British, Sam.
So there's an American British where...
What do you do? I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I just up here in the club and I give it a show and I give it a drink and drink and I
That's pretty good, actually.
I don't have any idea what they are saying to me.
That was the best British accent I've ever heard you do.
I can't understand what that was. Oh my God, just agree to anything she's saying. Okay. This is 2012 this came out? There are no subtitles, Sam. Oh my God, dude. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we just insulted one of your favorite movies and your culture in one go.
Yeah. I bet you can't even redo what you just did.
Why you challenge me? Now I'm going to have performance anxiety, and you know I'm not going to be able to do it.
Oh, I know. Because I'm trying to do it in my head. I can't do it.
I hate you, dude.
I can't do it,
man. I hate everything. That's a one-time off. That's a one-off thing that happened. Okay, what? Dude, I just now read back in chat where everyone's making fun of your vape.
Yeah, man. It's a right thing to make fun of.
Why did you bring attention to it?
So I could be made fun of for it, because I deserve it, because I actually have an actual vape
oh
now.
Oh my God, dude, why?
I don't know.
You know my brother, like, he's big into vape.
Yeah.
And, like, he mixes his own juices and stuff, and, like, makes his own flavors, and, like, are you going to get into that?
No. The guy at the fucking store.
Where'd you go? Which
made
store?
His own coils.
Did you go to Biggie's?
Yeah.
Dude, that's where my brother goes, man. Mm-hmm. That is the vape, man.
Yeah.
It's okay, Colby. I have a vape I don't use. Do you use vape on that at work?
Yeah.
Nice douche flute. I've never heard that before.
Oh, that's perfect, actually.
I did notice it was louder.
Is that
and more
thing?
And more vapey?
Yeah.
There's a lot more vapor from it. Clouds,
making
bro.
Clouds,
is
bruh.
That what people do? They make clouds.
I make clouds, bruh. Yeah.
How much money was that?
$40.
Then how much is it to refill it?
$14
and
every.
How often do you have to do that?
Month.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's definitely better than $20 every.
So that
2 days,
so that
three
that
4 days
juice
mm-hmm.
lasts you a month.
Yeah, it comes in a big old container like this, and I can refill it. This tube right there will last me. I mean, I've been smoking on it since yesterday, and it's barely gone down from where it was. Okay. So. I don't know.
This is Western?
It's Western, bro.
It does. It tastes a little bit like cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
It's tobacco. It's a little bit sweeter. It's not bad.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Mm-hmm. I had a couple cigars when I was in
You know what it tastes like
Vegas?
Afterwards?
What?
Cheerios.
Really?
You ever lick just like a dry Cheerio?
No.
If you did, it was going to taste just like that. Check Craft Vapory for some new flavors.
I can't do flavors, man.
Dude, just go to my brother. He'll make
you
like.
Can't do flavors.
I don't even know.
I don't flavors.
Know. Dude, my brother can
it
whip me up something.
It makes me hate
nice
smoking. I was never a big hookah fan when I actually did smoke because they were all way too fucking
flavored.
Fruity, sweet, minty kind of crap. I can't. I don't like it. I like pure tobacco.
Do you know much about coils? I think mine is gone. That's what Sam says.
If it tastes burnt, or if it does not taste like it used to, that is what the dude told me, that your coil might be old.
What's a coil exactly?
It's the thing that heats up the liquid in the cotton to produce the...
The vapor?
The vapor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, like...
If it tastes burnt, then probably you might want to change it.
Colby only buys the highest quality of equipment, bald hobo. How dare you? How dare you insinuate? That anything would explode in his face. Ball and Hobo actually defended you.
Oh.
Menace said make sure it doesn't explode in your face.
Yeah.
Ball and Hobo.
No, this one doesn't have the big old ionized fucking batteries either. That's like the goddamn cell phone.
How do you charge that?
Micro USB. Or no. Yeah. Mini?
Well, then it's got a lithium ion battery under that could explode.
Oh, yeah. Well, then sure.
Theoretically.
Okay.
Could, yeah.
Cool. Well, either way, if
when
it
those
does,
explode, does it just... Go up in a cloud of vapor?
No, it's probably an explosion in your face.
Yeah, but what if it was like while you were charging it? What happens if you got a soup pot and poured the vape in, turned on the soup pot? Would it vape your house?
I have no idea. Yeah?
You should try it sometime, see what happens.
I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
It's a waste of liquid.
Is it, though, if you're vaping it?
Nah, but no.
Like, you hotbox your apartment with vape, dude.
I need to look into these. I don't know, man. I'm not big into the vape world.
Menace, shh, shh, shh. You're not big into the vape world? You've been vaping for 5 years. And you have been upgrading your vape consistently.
3 years.
You are one step away now from one of the big battery pack
ones.
I'm
not going to get the big battery. Oh, I've already had the big battery pack one.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it's getting bigger and bigger every time. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're getting more and more vape.
The only reason that I bought this one is because I need to stop buying,
This is that. See
right.
it? Yeah. This is what Colby doesn't want to do.
Yeah.
He wants to keep it cigarette-sized, but, like, it's actually cigar-sized now.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's like a vape cigar.
I told you I had cigars in Vegas. I brought that up a second ago.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And?
So it was great. I was smoking
dude, I love
everyone
cigars.
Around me.
I love cigars.
At the bar. It was great.
I miss cigars. It's one of my vices that I miss the most from back when I had money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cigars, dude. cigars are expensive, but they're great for a night. Like, there's just nothing better than like a Johnny Walker Red and a nice like cigar.
Yeah,
just it makes whiskey taste better. Whiskey makes your cigar taste better.
Yep,
it's great, dude.
It's a good combination for sure.
It's getting bigger and bigger every time. I'm just saying that's what she said, never to me.
Sloth.
It always stays the same size.
Sloth.
It's never gotten bigger.
And gets bigger.
Well, I mean, it gets bigger, but then it doesn't get bigger and bigger. It
no,
just gets bigger
no.
Then stays.
Yeah, I mean everybody's the same with that, bro.
Right. Well, not Mirage Leonardo, dude. He's a god among men. Sure. Must be nice. Well, you don't think so?
I don't care.
So that was so brutally honest. I don't know. Colby just decided to be like, "No, I'm not going to be nice anymore.
No,
it's over." He's like,
"Man's got a penis. That's fantastic for you."
They made fun of my vape.
Congratulations.
That's it. Okay, man. Do you want to talk about this? While we're still talking about movies, this Robin Hood poster. Like you talk about people
with
that
who?
That's the guy from Kingsman, Taron Egerton.
Oh, really?
It's also got Jamie Foxx in it, Eve Hewson, and Jamie Dornan. The legend you know, the story you don't, is what it is. Like, talk about movies that, like Sherlock Holmes, that we don't need another one of.
Right.
How many times are we going to do this?
Dude, forever.
But at
and
least
ever,
Sherlock Holmes is just
until
them,
we're dead.
They're just doing whatever. Robin is another Robin Hood that's serious Robin Hood.
Yeah. It starred, what's his face, Russell Crowe.
Yeah, we had a Russell Crowe one.
Are you not entertained?
We had the Kevin Costner one. Kevin Costner one, probably the definitive Robin Hood, right? I mean, it's just how many...
I thought that one was horrible because he would turn on and off his accent.
Well, Kevin Costner, I think, isn't he known for that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I love Morgan Freeman in that, and I love...
Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, he...
Is in Kevin Costner's?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and then who's the guy who plays Snape? Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman's in that, too.
What?
Yeah. Robin Hood's a good movie. It's not great. It's probably better because I watched it a long time ago. But
Robin Hood, nay.
Nay to Robin Hood. But, yeah, dude, I don't know. Also, the thing that honestly interests me the most about this poster is the shape of it. This is not scrolled. This movie poster is literally released in, like, this 3x4 format.
Yeah, no, the fucking Sherlock one that I saw was, too.
Like, I mean, it makes sense that they're going to start doing that, but I just... Oh, agreed, Leonardo. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. The animated Robin Hood from the 70s, dude. Such a great movie. Such a great
Fox
movie.
And the Hound, man.
I mean, I don't think this is going to go straight to DVD, Ball and Hobo. This is it's got a huge cast.
It's got two people.
Jamie Dornan, dude. He
Who's
tries.
That?
He's
Who's
just
that?
Trying to shake off that 50 Shades of Grey label, dude.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, that guy. That's all he's trying to do. I think he's bigger in the UK than he is here. But this is a very UK-heavy cast, with the exception of Jamie Foxx, because, like... Taron Egerton, like, you have to be British to even say his name correctly, I think.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Jamie Dornan, he's also British, you know. Robin Hood Men in Tights, yeah. That's not really a Robin Hood movie, though, I wouldn't say.
My back.
Oh, we're to that point?
My back hurts.
Dude, how's your, you know, my sister sent me a link to a massage therapist that she says she's going to. So remind me after the show. I'll get
that. I don't want another massage. I'm going to a chiropractor next.
No,
man.
She says that this, like, fixes people. No. I'll show you later, okay? We don't need to talk about it now.
Nope.
Yeah. She's been listening to the show, and she's worried about you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I told him that you don't need a massage. You need therapy.
Yeah.
Because all your back pain comes from the suppressed inner rage and pain that you keep bottled up inside.
Physical therapy.
No, you need literal psychology.
Well, that's a side note.
You need that.
But it's not bodily.
Because all of your rage is being kept in your back.
Well, that might be true.
Yeah, that's what I think.
That might be true.
You think this movie's going to be a flop? I mean, it comes out November 21st. That's what blows my mind. It's like, when do these movies come out?
Like this year, November 21st?
Yeah.
There's got to be a trailer for it then, right?
It's just released the poster. Hey, what's up, official? I'm sure in the next few days, I'm sure next
Sunday
we'll
have
a trailer,
do you
right?
just think that studios now just have movies, like, just locked and loaded, ready, basically to go, and then, like, if they see a lull in movie-going times, like, there's not a Star Wars, there's not a Marvel, they're just like, all right, Robin Hood, out now.
It is weird this year we don't have any big movies at the end of the year.
Mm.
Like, no Star Wars, no Marvels. What's no Pixars? There's not even really any Disneys, are there?
I don't know.
What movies we got left to come out? Oh, Wreck-It Ralph 2 is coming out. That's a big Disney one. Let's see what's coming out. Let's see what's coming out.
Yeah, because I completely forget any that are at the end.
Because I know
year.
That like next year and the year after are going to be huge, but like this year, like what's left? Okay, here we are, right here. Here we go. Venom comes out this Friday. Okay, the next week, Bad Times at the El Royale. I'm actually excited about this one, like not excited enough to go see it, but I'll watch on DVD.
I was going
to
say, if you have
that's
a free...
Drew Goddard. It's Drew Goddard. I love Drew Goddard.
If you have a free night, you and I should go see The First Man.
That's right, First Man. Okay. I mean, that looks good too, but again, I mean...
It's kind of just a...
Right, it looks like a good movie, yeah. But it's not going to like... Right. You know?
No, I just want to see it because I want to be taken to space.
Sony has a cowboy movie behind glass, just in case. Okay, Halloween, don't care. Don't care. Hunter Killer, Johnny English, what?
That's awesome.
There's a Johnny English sequel coming out?
Yeah, man. A Bohemian Rhapsody is going to be
kind of
big.
That's going to be... Well, it's going to be big, but no one's going to see it.
Yeah, people see it.
No. Three people will see that movie.
People love Queen, bro.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
People love to say they love Queen, but they don't actually love Queen. Mm-hmm. You went and saw Queen in concert.
Mm-hmm.
Name three songs.
We Are the Champions.
That aren't We Are the Champions, the Another One Bites the Dust, and Bohemian Rhapsody. You went and saw them in concert. If you can even name lyrics, I'll allow it.
200 Degrees... Burning Up the Sky, Rocket Man.
I don't know enough about Queen to know of any.
That's
of the
a song.
Okay.
I forget what it's called. This don't is, Stop Me Now or something like that.
This is first show in Donnell. Oh, I know that song. Mm-hmm. The bicycle song, too. I know that song. I can ride my bicycle.
With no handlebars?
No, that's a totally different band. See, Sam says it'll be big in the Rocket Man, not a Queen song.
Yeah, no, Rocket Man is not, but it's a lyric.
Okay.
In Don't
Rocket
Stop
Man!
Me Now.
That's Elton John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, another great movie from back in the day, Rocket Man that scene where he farts and it fills up the cord and then he's like trying to like stop the fart from getting the cord. Like, if anyone in chat knows what that is, it'll blow my mind. Okay. November, Burning. Don't know. Oh, The Girl in the Spider's Web. I'm actively rioting against this movie. Even though I love Claire Foy.
Oh, Fantastic Beasts is the big one.
Wait, The Grinch?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, Fantastic Beasts. That is the big one, isn't it? That's going to be big. Creed 2. Wreck-It Ralph. And then Robin Hood. Can I click this link and does it bring up a trailer? There's a trailer! Let's watch it.
You're not Robin of Locksley anymore. You're Robin Hood.
Sony.
I think I've actually
watch
seen
it.
This.
You were a lord. But now you get to
it's
be
not Sony.
A thief. And I'm going to show you how.
Summit God.
Shoot me. Please. You have to be a warrior.
Fast as you can.
It looks very similar to that King Arthur.
Faster.
What are you doing to my coat?
Okay.
When do I actually get to, you know, steal?
This whole trailer has been them shooting arrows. Up to this point, all I know is that he can shoot an arrow.
There's been whispers of a thief.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
I'm the law and order.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
Oh, it's another movie with this guy being the angry man, the bad guy.
Take the thief, bring it to me.
Ben Mendelsohn.
Is he the sheriff of
steal it.
Whatever?
The treasure himself. Set up a meeting. Everyone is with us.
This is our shot.
Here's the plan.
This is an inside job.
Wait, so is this
Lord.
Ocean's 11 but Robin Hood? Is that what this is?
It really looks like it.
Who do you think the thief is?
Clearly he's well trained. Adaptable under fire.
You'll get him eventually.
I don't
Our
know,
plan
man.
Is working.
It looks like generic action movie, you know?
Yeah.
I'll remind them they're not the people, they're my subjects.
This is
suicide.
Can't you see what you're doing? You inspire the people.
£1,000 for the man
suspects now.
If we get caught, why do people like bow and arrows, man?
Really inspiring. Thanks.
I don't know, man. It's
in every damn thing. There's a archer in every damn thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... It's just a generic popcorn movie. Like, Menace is absolutely right. That's all it is. I don't know, man.
No.
Okay, so Robin Hood. Schindler's List is getting re-released. The Silence, any idea what that
is?
No idea. What is that? Like, now we're out so far with a story of a family struggling to survive in a world terrorized by deadly primeval species who have bred for decades in the pitch darkness of a vast underground cave system. Stanley Tucci in it. Congratulations, Stanley Tucci, on another paycheck. Mortal Engines.
What?
What does that sound
like?
Click
on that. What is that?
That's a book, right?
Is that a book?
Oh, yeah. I've seen this trailer. It's where, like, the moving city and all that stuff.
Huh?
This trailer looks awful.
I haven't seen that. I don't know.
Do you like...
Who's in it?
Do you like the Mortal Engines?
Hugo Weaving.
Hera Hilmar.
Who's
Robert
Hugo
Sheehan.
Weaving?
Tucci Gang.
Oh, that's fucking...
Stephen Lang.
Mr. Smith, isn't it? Agent Smith?
Yes. Okay. It's also the guy Elrond.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch that. It's terrible. That's a woman's book. No offense.
Aquaman, bro!
Oh, God!
Aquaman! And Bumblebee! Jesus Christ.
Mary Poppins, that's another big one. Aquaman, Bumblebee, Holmes and Watson. There's literally a desert of releases for 3 weeks, and they're like Holmes, Watson, Bumblebee, and Aquaman all on the same day.
Yeah.
Why don't they just be like, hey, can we just get our money from all three of these bad movies but on separate weeks? Because no one's going to see any of these. Bumblebee will make $1 billion. Because everybody's an idiot.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry to the people who like Transformers in our chat, but those are dumb. Those are dumb movies. Overlord, yeah. That's like an art movie, though. Like, I'm talking about like what tent poles are coming out, you know? Like, this is probably... That's Steve Carell. He's probably good, even though he looks like a doll. Is that a doll?
That is a doll.
He's a doll, right? That Steve Carell's a doll?
Yeah, those are all dolls. What?
What is America anymore, man?
I don't know.
Is this Team America?
I was a hell of a good artist. A World War II illustrator. And now I can barely write my name.
Is Steve Carell doing the thing where he makes movies for his kids now?
I heard what happened to you.
Five of them jumped him. To miracle, he survived.
You taking your meds?
I got beaten within an inch of my life for no reason.
One foot in front of the other. You got it, Mark.
Embrace the pain.
But I've created a world...
Get ready to feel good, boys.
What is all of this?
Welcome to Marwin. It's my art installation.
You're an artist?
That's a complicated story.
Well, tell me.
This is another movie where he wants an Oscar. That's all it is, right?
You want to know?
Yes.
From the groundbreaking director of Forrest Gump.
I never had out of my head.
One man who had nothing.
Before the attacks come.
Build something no one would expect.
These are the women of Marwin. And they protect Mark. We're one and the same, pal. From the bad guys.
Let's go.
More ammo! We need more ammo!
I thought I heard you yelling for more gumbo.
Not gumbo! No gumbo!
Are
this looks fucking horrible.
You know?
Yeah, there's Anna.
Duh.
Julie.
Hell yeah.
Carlala.
You can't keep on running away from your problems.
Roberta.
Were you going to go to the sentencing?
You need to face those jerks who beat you up.
I'm not really sure how to do this.
Our pain is our rocket fuel.
The life I once had was taken away from me.
Why can't I? Well, I should turn this off, right?
I mean, yeah.
I thought it was going to end...
Like,
15 times.
Why would you go and, like... Why would there be a sentencing hearing for some dudes who literally almost killed a dude? Like, yeah, they're in jail now. When you almost kill a guy, you're in jail. Why do we need him to show up and be like, yeah, it really hurt my body when they hit me a lot?
I mean, it's just Oscar bait.
You'd go to that's, fucking jail.
That's all that is. It's Oscar bait.
That looked horrible.
Okay, Eli on July 4th. Ad Astra.
Fuck Eli.
I don't know.
Nothing comes out good January 4th.
A boy receiving treatment for his autoimmune disorder discovers
click
the house
off.
He's leaving in is as safe as he
off.
What about A Dog's Way Home, man? That's going to be a good one.
What the hell is that?
The dog travels 400 miles in search of her owner.
Oh, God. Vomit.
Glass, dude. Now, there's a
movie. Oh, there's a movie. Right? It might be. It might not. Who knows?
Like Sam says, it shows the struggle of life after an attack. Yeah. I don't need another movie about that. I don't. Like, life sucks.
Yeah.
I don't need a movie to tell me that.
I'm attacked every day by the living.
I'm assaulted by life every moment of my life. Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly, Viz. I want movies to escape, not remind me of my crappy life. That's why we're going to watch Sherlock Holmes and Watson with Will Ferrell and the Killer Bee.
Lego attack. Movie 2.
Three, saying, like, Lego Movie 2, the second part. What Men Want? Alita, Battle Angel? God, that movie just enrages me.
Yeah, I don't...
How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. The Turning... Fighting with My Family, The Kid Who Would Be King, Chaos Walking, Captain Marvel, Us, Wonder Park, 5 Feet Apart, Greyhound, Dumbo, Shazam. Shazam doesn't come out till April of next year. Oh, dude, Sam just made fun of your hairline, dude.
Hellboy?
Are we still looking at this?
I don't give a fuck.
Dude, Detective Pikachu, May 10th, man.
What?
Detective Pikachu, man.
Yeah, fuck that.
Ryan Reynolds is in it, man.
Fuck that.
Danny DeVito's voicing Pikachu.
That's stupid.
That's not true.
I was going to say that's real dumb.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be the worst.
Ryan Reynolds is actually voicing Pikachu.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
That was not a lie.
Well, it's still dumb.
Okay. All right. What are you saying, man? Sheriff from Stranger Things is Hellboy? Ooh, I could get in on that. That's cool.
Is there a poster trailer thing?
For Hellboy?
It's April 12th.
There is a poster, it looks like. I doubt there's a trailer, right? Yeah, David Harbour is Hellboy. Mila Jovovich, Ian Mishang. I like him. He's cool. Daniel Day-Kim. Dude, get Jin in there from Lost. Dude, I would go to a midnight showing for Detective Pikachu with Colby. That actually sounds incredible. Brian Gleason, like him. Is this a reboot?
Yeah. No, it's already been done, so it's totally not at all a reboot.
Well, I didn't know if they were going to just...
Look on the video. What's the video?
It says Hellboy so far,
yeah, what
man.
Does that mean?
It's going to sum up the story of Hellboy.
Okay, click it.
You want to watch a reprise of the last two movies?
In 2019, Hellboy returns with a new look, a new cast, and a new director at the helm. Here's what we know about Hellboy so far.
Sorry, you're right, it is about the new movie.
Hellboy, a character created by Mike Mignola, had two big screen adaptations by Oscar-winning director Guillermo del Toro and starring Ron Perlman. But 2019's Hellboy will completely reboot
hard
the title
reboot.
In the hard
Am I the only person
in,
when I see Ron
Deadpool.
Perlman, I just think of that
The film
cat
follows
that looks
the
like
eponymous demon creature and his mystical allies in the Bureau for Paranormal Research and Defense.
And one of them's the person from
taking on medieval sorceress,
the, Shape of Water,
Inoue,
right?
The Blood Queen.
Yes.
Stranger Things as David Harbour steps into the big red hooves as Hellboy.
Hooves.
And Mila Jovovich will play the antagonistic Blood Queen. Ian McShane plays the BPRD founder, and Sasha Lane's role is an Irish woman with fairy powers. Daniel Day-Kim, Brian Gleeson, and Sophie Okonedo will round out the cast. As for crew, The Descent director Neil Marshall will embrace Hellboy's dark side, telling his writing team that the film will walk a razor's edge between horror and comic book movie. Mike Mignola, who fought for more creative control over his character on the first two films, worked on this script with Eureka creator Andrew Cosby and sci-fi novelist Christopher Golden. They will adapt the script from three UK-set miniseries, The Wild Hunt, The Storm and the Fury, and Darkness Calls.
Turn it off? What do you mean? You tired of it?
I don't give a shit about Hellboy.
Then why did you make us watch a minute and a half long
I thought
movie?
It would show a fucking something about the new movie, but it's all just comic shit, man.
My bad.
I hate everything about who you choose.
I know.
I don't care about Hellboy at all.
I don't even.
Oh, we done?
Yeah.
You done? There's no more Mike?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, I guess the show's over. Guess Colby has decided we're done, man. He's put the microphone really close to the camera. Now we're blurry. Is that how you want to end the show? Okay, man. All right. It's fine. You're just not going to talk during the end? Is that it? Okay. Well, guys, thanks for being here. Colby is ready for a hard stop at 4 o'clock. Here's what we didn't get to today. We did not get to... about the gambling odds in FIFA 2019. We didn't get to a hacker live streaming the deletion of Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook page. We didn't get to how the Apple iPhone makes your face smoother. How will we live without those stories? How will we live? Oh, that's right. He can't talk. I forgot. I don't know why I was looking at him. He actually can't talk. I'm talking to myself. So, guys, thanks so much for watching. We're the Seth and Colby Show. We're live twice a week, once on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern and once on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern, both at twitch.tv/SethandColby. Every Thursday evening, Colby also plays games for 2 hours that are chosen by chat, either through a poll in the Discord channel or on our Twitter. What is our Twitter? What is our Discord? Well, I'm very glad you asked, people. All the links are now in the chat. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Seth and Colby. We're on. Hey! How dare you? Do my job. We're also on Reddit. Join the Discord if you want. Hit the follow button. It's free. Sub to us. All the people who got gifted subs this month, by the way, this is your last day. This is your last day to resub for the month of November, essentially, for $1. So if you have a gifted sub, I think there's only like 6 of you this month, but if you're listening to this and it's already September 30th, make sure you click continue. Don't miss the boat, or we will judge you forever. Thanks, Sam, for redoing it. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Guys, if you listen on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, also come to twitch.tv/SethandColby and sub. It's a good way to support us monetarily. It's probably the best way, so do that. Even if you listen, we would appreciate it. If you have Amazon Prime, you can do it for free, by the way. Just letting you know. So, guys, thank you so much for watching today. We'll see you on Thursday. Stay tuned to the Discord and the Twitter channel for the poll for Colby Plays Games. We're going to do scary games next week. So that's the idea. Guys, thanks again. Oh, and wrap merch. Go get the merch. Okay, guys. We'll see you later. Have a great rest of your weekend. We'll see you on Thursday. Goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye.